event, like an ALS event. She ran there, and you know, with her being, you know, kind of in charge of that whole event, there were a lot of player tables all throughout the stadium. And, you know, my guys growing up were like Ryan Howard and Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, all of them. So it was, you know, definitely a privilege and something I'll never forget that I just had an amazing time doing, meeting all of them. And, you know, it's hard not to fall in love with baseball when you can get so close like that.
Sure. And plus a passionate fan base, it's easy to get sucked into that.
Absolutely. And obviously through all that, they were so good that year. And from 06 to 2010, they were one of the best. So, you know, obviously getting into pro ball, you know, you support the team, you know, but I still, you know, I like watching the Phillies and, you know, they're pretty good, but yeah, just memories I'll never forget.
Ryan Castellani joining us. Ryan, the situation with you this year, your numbers aren't quite what they have been in the past. Are you able to put your finger on some of the reasons why? Or let me ask the question this way. You've been around a long time. If you're a pitching coach, what advice would you give to Ryan Castellani?
I think the best advice is like the simplest advice. Just keep, you know, go back to, this is a very simple game. Us as pitchers and humans make it more complicated than it really is. You know, my season got off to a really good start. And then, you know, since like maybe May or June, it's been up and down, some good, some bad. But the best way to like go out of minor league season or any season in general is just I try to break it up into months. I just like you can't, you know, get so caught up in the long game and the general picture of what like your stats look like. You know, it's all about just kind of like who you are right now, you know. That's all you can really go off of is just trying to get better from last outing. And, you know, guys can get called up at any moment. You have four or five good outings together. Like, it's all about, you know, who you are right now, not, right, you know, the grand picture of everything. So it's really just kind of making adjustments from start to, or, you know, appearance to appearance and just trying to get better.
Ryan, I appreciate the time a lot. Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks, Russ.
Ryan Castellani joining us on tonight's pregame show. He gets a certificate from Hash House or Go-Go, and we'll be back with the starting lineups next right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Welcome back, friends. Now we've got the starting lineup for the visiting Salt Lake Bees. They're managed by Lou Marson, and they are the top affiliate of the Angels. And for Salt Lake, I'll tell you what, they don't have a fabulous record overall. They are 40-47. However, they've won 8 out of 15 against Las Vegas. They've been tough on the Aviators. Las Vegas and Salt Lake. Salt Lake starting off at third base with Kian Wong. Batting second, first baseman Jose Rojas, the hitting star of last night's game. Hitting third at shortstop, Jack Mayfield. The cleanup man, right fielder Dylan Thomas. In the fifth slot, the designated hitter, Matt Theiss. Hitting sixth in left field, Jake Gatewood. In the seventh position, center fielder Magnarice Sierra. Chad Wallach is the catcher for Salt Lake. He bats eighth. Hitting ninth at second base, is switch hitting Jake Palamaki with Cesar Valdez on the mound. The righty's 5-4, 3.84 earned run average. The home team Aviators, met is by Fran Reardon. Oakland's AAA team, 48 wins, 38 defeats. Leading off in center field, Cal Stevenson. Batting second at second base, Max Schumann. Hitting third, the third baseman, Nate Mondu. The cleanup man, the designated hitter, Matt Davidson. Hitting fifth in right field will be Vince Fernandez. In the sixth spot, the Aviator catcher making his first appearance in this series, Austin Allen. Batting seventh and playing at first base for the Aviators tonight is Dalton Kelly. And hitting in the eighth position, shortstop Kevin Smith. Batting ninth in left field will be Mickey McDonald. And the starting pitcher for the Aviators just reaching the mound right now, lefty Zach Logue, L-O-G-U-E. 3 wins and 1 defeat, up and down between Las Vegas and Oakland a few times this year. His ERA 5.22. It's his first start against Salt Lake in 2022. So tomorrow night, it'll be game 5, and they'll be giving out the Aviators jerseys to the first 2,000 fans. Hope you'll join us for that one. Matt Never will be on the call for you tomorrow and Sunday. And so we appreciate you tuning in, and that'll wrap it for the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. Now, we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League Baseball. It's a great night at Las Vegas Ballpark here in downtown Summerlin. The Aviators are playing host to the Salt Lake Bees, and we'll get the ball game started next, right after these commercial words.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Helena's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked. Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends, indeed, the Aviators taking on Salt Lake on Cap Night. And then tomorrow, as I mentioned, Aviator jerseys going out to the first 2,000. And then Sunday, the last game, 7:05. And it's your last chance. There are no giveaways on Sunday, but that 7:05 game is your last chance to see the Aviators for a couple of weeks, because the All-Star break, which is 4 days, starts on Monday. And then the Aviators, after the All-Star break, we'll have 9 games on the road, 3 in Round Rock and 6 in Albuquerque. Their next home game after Sunday will be August 1st. Hello. So make your plans to be with us for sure. Zach Michael Logue on the mound for the Las Vegas Aviators. Zach is 26 years old, and he's a fellow that the Oakland Athletics are really expecting good things from him. He made his big league debut earlier this year. He went to Archbishop Mulder High School in Cincinnati and played collegiately at the University of Kentucky for the Wildcats. He also played collegiate summer baseball with the Orleans Firebirds of the Cape Cod League and drafted by Toronto in the ninth round in 2017. He worked his way up to AAA Buffalo as recently as last year. Then on March 16th of this year, Toronto traded Logue, Gunnar Hoglund, Kevin Smith, who's playing shortstop tonight for Las Vegas, left-hander Kirby Snead, who was with the Aviators earlier this year, then promoted to Oakland, for Matt Chapman. And then April 15th, he was added to the Athletics roster for the road trip to Toronto as a COVID-related substitute. He's been up and down a few times. His big league record this year, 3-4 with Oakland, a 5.16 ERA, which almost mirrors his AAA ERA of 5.22. So Zach Logue, born in Mason, Ohio, but is said basically a Cincinnati youngster, will get the start right now. And we're about set to start here. Logue's last start, remember he was in the big leagues up until recently. Last start for Las Vegas was way back on July 3rd here against Round Rock. He went four innings, allowed four runs earned on eight hits. A walk and two strikeouts, had no decision in a game that Las Vegas ultimately won, scoring 12 runs. So, his first start in his career against Salt Lake, then the first pitch grounded to second. Three hops right at Max Schumann. He fires on over to first baseman Dalton Kelly and Kian Wong. Now, three out of eight in the series of that sharp ground ball is out on the 4-3 putout, and it brings up Jose Rojas right now. Las Vegas defensively, you have Dalton Kelly at first, Max Schumann at second. Kevin Smith is the shortstop, and at third base is Nate Mondu. In left field, Mickey McDonald, Cal Stevenson is in center. Vince Fernandez around and right, and Austin Allen is catching for lefty Zach Logue, number 28. Fastball a little low, perhaps. It was right over the plate, but maybe low. Ball one, 91 miles an hour. To last night's hitting star, Jose Rojas. Las Vegas lost the game last night 2-0, and the two runs were solo home runs by this guy. Breaking ball, a little bouncer toward third. Mondu charges and backhands, makes an off-balance throw, not in time. Part of the issue there, Mondu and Logue were on a collision course briefly because Zach is a good athlete. He was going after that bounding ball. Then Mondu grabbed it and made the off-balance throw a little late. So it's an infield hit for Rojas. And Rojas, who began the game at 258, collects his sixth hit of the series in 15 at-bats. By the way, three of his other hits are home runs, including the two last night. Little infield dribbler. That's tough for Logue because that was a good pitch. Breaking ball away. And Rojas just hit a little, as Vin Scully used to call it, a little nubber up along third. But it's a base hit. Jack Mayfield comes up now. Mayfield batting right-handed, takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Mayfield hitting 215 in 30 games for Salt Lake with three homers and 16 batted across. Right-handed hitting shortstop, 3 out of 13 in the series. Batting third tonight for the first time in the series. Last night he was 0 for 4 with two strikeouts. Right-handed batter waits, and he swings and doesn't get that one. 0-2 on Mayfield. So Rojas at first, one out. In the top of the first, Edwin Moscos is the plate umpire tonight. Cody Clark is at first. The third base umpire is Emil Jimenez, but because there are only three umps and there's a runner at first, Jimenez is on the grass in front of second base. Pitches inside. Fastball at 92. One ball and two strikes on Jack Mayfield. So the Aviators trying to get even in the series. Again, they have a better record than Salt Lake, but Salt Lake has a winning record against the Aviators. In 15 games, Salt Lake's won eight of them. Here's the pitch. High fly down the right field line, slicing foul and well back out of play. Vince Fernandez took a few steps after it, but it's well back out. Mostly shadows at this point, although there's a kind of a lattice pattern in left center field and some sunshine from right center over into the right field corner. But most of the field, including the entire infield, is in shadow now. 1-2 on Mayfield. Logue looks at first. Rojas' short lead held on by Dalton Kelly in the pitch. There's a ground ball to short. Could be two. Smith feeds Schumann. That's one. On to first. That is a tailor-made room service 6-4-3 double play. And the inning is over. For Salt Lake in the top of the first, no runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of half an inning of play, Salt Lake nothing, Las Vegas against Cesar Valdez coming up.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios Club Level Seats and Suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, here we go. Russ Langer with you. Bottom of the first inning. And the Aviators coming up now against Cesar Valdez. Cesar Valdez, if you look at his background, it's very simple. Have arm, will travel. The windup in the first pitch is outside ball one to Cal Stevenson, 83 miles an hour. Valdez has three speeds, slow, slower, and slowest. But he can get the job done. He leads the league with three complete games, for example. There's a ground ball to the right side, pass to diving Rojas. It is picked up by the second baseman, Palamaki, who fires a strike to Valdez covering and is one out. Stevenson off to a good start. This is his first series as an Aviator. And he is hitting 300 before that at bat. And that just took a good defensive play by Palamaki and Valdez covering, one out. Rojas diving for the ball, couldn't quite get it. Here's Max Schumann now, one out, nobody on. Again, Valdez is 37 from the Dominican. And it's not a question of where he's been. You have a guy this age, it's a question of where has he not been. Here's the pitch now. That's a strike on the outside corner at the knees, 0-1. Max Schumann's first series of the year for the Aviators, coming up from Midland. He's 1-for-8 in the series, and the one hit was a home run. No score, bottom of the first. Valdez delivers. Breaking ball, line foul to the left. That's going to go back out of play. And it's 0-2 on Michigan native Max Schumann. All right, let's talk a little bit more about Cesar Miguel Valdez. Big league time for Oakland, Toronto, Baltimore. Pitched in the Chinese Professional Baseball League for the Lamigo Monkeys. Here's the pitch. And the pitch is an off-speed pitch fouled away. Get used to that term tonight, off-speed pitch. That was 77 miles an hour, 0-2 on Schumann. Again, Valdez, a rarity. You hear soft-tossing lefty, finesse left-hander. This is a soft-tossing finesse right-hander. Here's the 0-2 now. Schumann swings, hits a ground ball up the middle off the backside of the mound. Charged by Palamaki, picks it up, throws, and safe at first is Schumann as the ball squirts away from Rojas in a foul ground. And a batter, Nate Mondu. So Schumann hustling. Very tough play for Palamaki. So safe at first to Schumann. It's a base hit. And Nate Mondu comes up after the infield single. Good effort by Palamaki, but Schumann has his second hit of the series. One on, one out, bottom of the first for Mondu. Nate getting a chance to hit third. He normally hits lower in the lineup, but he's hitting 301. Three homers and 34 batted in. And the pitch off speed, down and away at 76 miles an hour. Ball one. 1-0. Valdez, we told you his big league teams, but he's had time in other organizations. Let's start. Arizona, Pittsburgh, the Marlins, Toronto, the Vaqueros Laguna. Yeah, you heard of them. There's a one-hopper to second, grabbed by Palamaki. He goes to Mayfield for one. On to first, not in time to get Mondu. 4-6 on the force play. Schumann out at second on the fielder's choice. Two outs, Mondu at first, and a batter, Matt Davidson. Then he bounced around more. He pitched in Mexico. He was in on the mound for the Olmecas de Tabasco. Then he went to China. Then he came back to the U.S. and pitched in the Astros organization, pitched for Oakland, had another stint, his second stint with Toronto, had another stint with Olmecas de Tabasco, then went to Leones de Yucatan. There's a one hopper by Davidson, a third baseman, Wong, and throws out Davidson. So this is how long Cesar Valdez's career is. We need an inning and a half to get in all the goodies. Anyway, the Aviators are done in the first inning. No runs, one hit, one left, and at the end of one, there's no score.
Steiner, you gotta stop up and invite you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
After one, no score. Las Vegas looking for win to get them even in the series. This is game four of a six-gamer. Las Vegas won the first game, and Salt Lake has captured games two and three. And now Dylan Thomas steps in, left-handed hitting right fielder, having a great series so far. The pitch. That's a strike on the inside corner. Thomas generally hits Vegas well anyway, but this year, in this series, he's 7 out of 13 with a home run. For the year, he's hitting .294, 11 homers, 49 batted in. Lefty on lefty, Logue's pitch, line to left field, and moving in to play it on a bounce is Mickey McDonald. Now he knocks it down, picks it up, and gets it back in. That's the second hit off of Logue, and the first ball hit out of the infield. Thomas gets his eighth hit in 14 at-bats in the series. And the batter is a left-handed hitting Salt Lake designated hitter, Matt Theiss, who has caught and played the infield in this series. Logue only needed eight pitches to get through the first inning, and six of them were strikes. And now Thomas, again, the runner at first base, he's got three steals, but he's been caught four times. Not a big lead. Here's the pitch. Outside and low, ball one. Matt Theiss, how's he doing? Well, he's hitting .257 in 50 games, six homers and 32 batted in, 2 out of 12 in this series. And facing Zach Logue for the first time, Logue's first ever start against Salt Lake. He looks at first and comes to his hitter. Fastball lifted in the air to left. That should be caught. McDonald looking up, waiting, and Mickey squeezes it for the out. Back to first goes Thomas. One out on the Salt Lake second with a scoreless tie. The batter, the right-handed hitting left fielder Jake Gatewood. Gatewood at .238, seven homers and 20 batted in. Gatewood in the series, 3 for 7. He had all three hits in one game coming off the bench, and two of them were home runs. So, right-handed batter and the left-handed pitcher, Zach Logue. Logue, 6 feet tall, 185. Double-A New Hampshire and Triple-A Buffalo last year in the Toronto organization prior to the Matt Chapman trade. That ball's lifted into shallow center. Here comes Cal Stevenson for the Aviators, waiting, and he makes a two-handed grab. There's right shoulder. So Gatewood swinging early, pops out to center. Two outs, Thomas at first, and the batter's a left-handed hitting Salt Lake center fielder, Magnarice Sierra. We'll have the Ted Wiens trivia question a little bit later on, and we'll get also the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. The two longest winning streaks so far in the big leagues. Teams that you wouldn't expect to have long winning streaks getting into double digits. There's a strike to Sierra 0-1. Baltimore, a forlorn organization for many years, has won 10 straight. And the Seattle Mariners, 11 straight, entering today. Here's the 0-1 on Sierra, and he has a liner out into shallow center field, and it's in there for a base hit over the head of Kevin Smith. Racing for third is Thomas. Here comes a throw by McDonald. He slides, and he's in there. Down to second base, hustles Sierra. It's a single, little flare. Smith raced out, looked for a moment like he might have a chance, but the ball plopped in over his head. And Thomas, with two outs, very aggressively taking third. And then Sierra, when the throw went to third, and it was just a hair late, Mondu slapping the tag on Thomas a little late. Sierra alertly ran down to second. So second and third, two down. It's three hits for Salt Lake. And the batter, the right-handed hitting catcher, Chad Wallach. Big man at 6'2", 245. 30 years old, from Yorba Linda, California. Son of Tim Wallach, former All-Star third baseman. Expos, Dodgers, the pitch. Foul away. It hit it off his foot. The ball rolls out to first baseman Dalton Kelly. Strike one. 0-1, Wallach, 189, four homers and 21 runs batted in. The other two catchers on the Salt Lake roster, Matt Theis and Colby Fitch. And Wallach, the elder statesman among them at age 30. He was at the Marlins last year for part of the year. 23 games, hitting 200 in the big leagues for Miami. Second and third, two down. And the pitch from Logue sweeps inside, and it's 1-1 now. Wallach was here when his son Chad was playing against the Aviators at one point before, and now we understand through the grapevine that Tim Wallach is here tonight watching his son. Pitches up and away with a fastball at 91, ball two. Two balls and a strike on Chad Wallach. Wallach got to Salt Lake last year after his time with Miami, got into 39 games, hitting 223 with eight homers and 22 runs batted in. Thomas at third, Sierra at second, two down. Top of the second, left-hander Logue set, and the pitch to Wallach. Fastball's high, 3-1. On deck, the number nine hitter in the order, the switch-hitting Jake Palamaki. Wallach was the DH last night, was 0-3. One out of 10 in the series so far with four strikeouts. Thomas off third, Sierra off second. Here now, the stretch by Logue, the pitch. A drive high and deep to right. Back goes Fernandez. Away back, and it's gone. An opposite field three-run home run on an 86-mile-an-hour pitch. Wallach went right with the pitch and drilled it out of here. For Chad Wallach, his fifth home run, RBIs 22, 23, and 24. Very quickly, Salt Lake with a 3-0 lead here as they try to win for the third time in four games in this series. Well, going back to last night, all the Salt Lake scoring on home runs. And the Aviators shut out last night. Down early here in the second by a 3-0 count. And Palamaki, switch hitter, will bat right-handed here against Zach Logue. Pitches ball one. Palamaki opens up the game with a nice average and 101 at-bats. He's at 337. A home run and 14 batted in. And the next one, fastball high at 90 miles an hour, ball two, 2-0. So in the inning, Thomas singled to left, Theis fly to left, Gatewood popped out to center, and Sierra looked like he was jammed and hit a pretty good pitch, a little flare in the center for a base hit, then Wallach with a home run. The pitch misses again, 3-0 on Palamaki. Olog breezed through the first, but down the second, Salt Lake breaking the scoreless deadlock early on now. The two-out, three-run home run by Wallach. Palamaki standing in. There's ball four. So, a four-pitch walk following the home run. Logue's first walk, and the left-handed hitting leadoff man from Hawaii, Keon Wong, comes up. Wong opened up the game by swinging early and grounding out to Max Schumann. Wong came in at 289, two homers and 31 batted in. So now he's at 288. Guys, 0 for 1 so far. The runner goes. The pitch is a strike. The throw by Allen, and he's safe. Good throw by Austin Allen down to Kevin Smith. And it was close, but Palamaki did get around the tag. And so there is a stolen base. Good effort by Austin Allen. Good effort by Kevin Smith. But Palamaki had a decent jump, and he steals the base. It's his fourth steal in five tries. 0-1 on Wong as the pitch was a called strike. And he checked his swing, and that pitch is a little outside. They want to appeal. Nope, no swing, says Emil Jimenez. One ball and one strike on Wong. Wong, one of the better Salt Lake offensive weapons against Las Vegas this year. He's really giving him fits. Here's the 1-1. High foul backing out of play. Ball and two strikes on Wong. So Salt Lake has put together two singles and a three-run home run. And then a walk and a stolen base to have the early 3-0 cushion here for Cesar Valdez, who's in search of his sixth win. Logue in 10 starts, 3-1. Looking in now at Austin Allen. Palamaki at second base, two down in the top of inning number two. Logue looks back at second, and the pitch outside to Wong. And so to count balances at 2-2, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball missed away. 2-2. The dangerous Jose Rojas waits on deck. Wong stands in. 3 out of 8 in the series of the home run. And Logue with a 2-2 now. Here he comes. Breaking ball. Foul tipped, and the ball squirts off to the right of the plate on the grass. The bat boy hustles over to pick it up. Count stays 2-2 on Wong. So Logue, 8 pitches in the first inning. 21 so far here in the second. As he tries to grind his way through this particular inning. 2-2. The Aviators had good pitching last night, but they were shut out. Here's the 2-2 now. On the way. Breaking ball. Pulling the ground to first. That's where Kelly is. He grabs it, jogs to the bag, and steps on it with a right foot to retire the side. Good pitch to get Wong to roll over on it. But Salt Lake strikes first. 3 runs on 3 hits. No errors. They leave Palamaki. And at the end of an inning and a half, Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the second. Russ Langer here. Matt Neverett will join us a bit later. Salt Lake leading 3-0 on an opposite field 3-run home run by catcher Chad Wallach. Got to make his dad, Tim, pleased on that one. Drove it over the right field fence beyond the bullpen up on the grassy berm. So Las Vegas will try to come back against Cesar Valdez with Vince Fernandez. And Vinny swings early at a low off-speed pitch at 77 miles an hour. Strike one. 0-1. Fernandez having a solid year, 283. 11 homers and 11 doubles. 4 triples, 37 batted in. Swings and misses. Same pitch. 77 miles an hour down in the zone. 0-2. Fernandez 2-for-9 in the series of the home run. Austin Allen on deck. And then Dalton Kelly, all left-handed batters against the righty Cesar Valdez, 37 years old in the pitch. That's down low, 1-2. But again, you know, he leads the league with three complete games. Former Las Vegas 51s pitcher DJ Holton, who's now a scout, is here. We're talking about Valdez before the game. And Fernandez waves at a breaking ball, and he's out. First strikeout for Valdez. One out on the Las Vegas second, and Austin Allen coming up. And we're talking about Valdez and DJ, who you may, if you've been following Las Vegas baseball for a lot of years, you may remember him. He was a big, tall, right-handed starter back in the Dodger affiliation days at Cashman Field. And he said, hey, what Valdez is doing this year is proof. You don't have to throw hard. Here's the pitch to Austin Allen now. And that's a strike, 0-1. Austin at 291. Five homers, 26 batted in, batting for the first time in this series. Big shift is on for him for the big left-handed batter. He's way out in front of that 77-mile-an-hour pitch, 0-2. But, you know, to the point of DJ Holton, I mean, Valdez, fastball in the low 80s and a changeup in the mid-upper 70s. That's his game. Off-speed breaking ball, foul back. And it's 1-2, or 0-2, I should say. It's still on Austin Allen. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the second, 3-0 Salt Lake. Dalton Kelly waits on deck. Valdez with a sign from Wallach, and here he comes. That's in the dirt near his foot. Ball one. 1-2 to Austin Allen. But Valdez, a ring-wise old pro. He winds and delivers the 1-2. And that one's bounced foul near the first base dugout. Another off-speed pitch. 1-2. They used to talk about Greg Maddux and say, he doesn't pitch to you, he dissects you. Here's the pitch. And Allen swings and misses, and down he goes. Same type of sequence that Valdez used against Vince Fernandez. A lot of low off-speed stuff. Back-to-back strikeouts. And here's Dalton Kelly now. Kelly, who's from Redding, California, Bay Area guy. We've talked before about it. He came out of the Tampa organization at Durham last year. 244 with 27 homers and 74 batted in. Now to wind and the pitch to him. That's a strike on one. Kelly checks in at 218, 10 homers, 33 batted in. He hasn't played since the first game. He played four innings of the first game, but he was hit on the right hand, back of the right hand by a pitch. As he hadn't played since, but he's good to go now. Fastball's outside at 84. It's the hardest pitch he's thrown so far. 1-1 on Kelly. So far, Valdez, 21 pitches, 16 of them strikes. Here's the 1-1. Check swing foul to the third base dugout. Hits the top of the dugout. 1-2 on Dalton Kelly. And Kelly climbs back in. Left fielder Gatewood playing straight away and shallow. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball to first. Two easy bounces for Rojas. He goes to the bag and steps on it. And that's it. Two strikeouts and a ground ball to first. And the Aviators are finished 1-2-3 in the bottom of this second inning. And at the end of two, Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just a buck.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
here in game four of the six-game series, and Salt Lake trying to make a three straight wins over the Aviators after Las Vegas won handily in game one, 10-4. And Salt Lake winning games two and three and leading early in this one by a score 3-0, top of the third. Zach Logue facing Jose Rojas. Big breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. Nice curveball, clipping the inside edge at 76 miles an hour. And after that one pitch, third baseman Nate Mondu angles himself back toward deep shortstop. Fastball swing and a miss. 0-2, came up and in on him. So they got the big shift on for the left-hand hitting Rojas. Kevin Smith, Max Schumann, and Dalton Kelly all to the right of second base. And Schumann about 10, 12 feet back on the outfield grass. Here's an 0-2 to Rojas hitting 261 with 14 homers. And the fastball's a little high, checked up on its swing. 1-2. Rojas now 6 out of 15 in the series with the infield hit he had in the first inning tonight with 3 home runs. And he was erased on the Mayfield double play ball after he singled. Logue winds and works, and here's the 1-2. Fastball, a little outside ball, 2. 2-2 on Jose Rojas. Now, a strike, an auto strike has been called on Rojas because he wasn't ready to hit. And so Rojas is out. That is a strikeout for Zach Logue. Though Rojas apparently taking too much time to get ready to hit. And the plate umpire, Edwin Moscos, said, all right, that's strike three, taking too much time. Here's Jack Mayfield, rounded into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. Changeup misses for ball one, 1-0. That's one of the only things that hasn't gone right for Rojas in this series. One out, nobody on. And Mayfield, right-handed batter, standing deep in the box. Here's the pitch now. Good breaking ball, swung on a miss. That was a good tight slider with nice bite on it. 84 miles an hour. 1-1 on Jack Mayfield, top of the third, a 3-0 advantage for Salt Lake. Logue, left foot on the rubber, delivers. Fastball foul back out of play. Strike two. It's 1-2 on Jack Mayfield. On deck, the cleanup man, Dylan Thomas. Been doing a lot of cleaning up in this series. One and two. Logue checks, now turns, and here comes the 1-2. Fastball hit him. The pitch was caught by catcher Austin Allen, but it did nick Jack Mayfield on the way in. So says the plate ump, Edwin Moscos, watching the replay here. And hard to tell, but apparently it did make contact with him. So Mayfield more or less grazed by the pitch, but he's at first base now. With one out, here's Dylan Thomas, who singled to left to open up the second. And Lowe got the next two men to fly out. He was an out away from finishing the inning, but then Sierra singled, and Wallach hit the home run. So now Thomas is up now. His average up to 297. Pitch outside, ball one. Thomas got a pitch away and served a single in the left his first time up and scored on the home run by Wallach along with Magnarice Sierra. Mayfield at first. Dalton Kelly right there with him. Thomas waiting, and the pitch. A little bit low, a fastball at 89. 2-0 now. Thomas, 6'1", 215 pounds, 29 years old, from Houston. In the Seattle organization last year, in this league at Tacoma, he had 269, 13 homers, 47 batted in. The Mariners called him up, but only for four games. He was 1-for-9 in Seattle. The pitch. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. Good pitch at 90. 2-1 on Dylan Thomas. Matt Theis is the on-deck hitter. Logue, wearing 28, bends at the waist, rotates the ball behind his back, quickly okays the sign from Allen. Mayfield a couple of steps off first, that's all. And the 2-1. High fly ball to left field. McDonald has a play, Mickey waiting, and he's got it. And there are two outs, and Mayfield retreats to first. And the batter, the left-handed hitting designated hitter, Matt Theis. Theis, we talked about his average earlier. He's at 256, but the splits are pretty wide, home and road. On the home side, he's hitting 280. On the road, just 228 entering tonight, and he's 0-for-1 with a fly out to left in this game. Fastball taken low, ball one. It is 1-0. 3-0 Salt Lake in the top of inning number three. Dice, lefty. And lefties have been a bit of an issue for him. He's only hitting 216 against left-handed pitching this year. Logue's pitch is a ground ball into shallow right, but right there on the shift is Schumann. He fires on to first, and the inning is over. No dice at home, or against righties at 273, so there's a big split there. That ground ball finishes the inning as the shift paid off for the Aviators there. In the third inning for Salt Lake, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left, and at the end of 2.5, the score, Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators nothing.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hello again, my friends. All right now, Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. 3-0 Salt Lake. Kevin Smith stands in for Las Vegas against Cesar Valdez. 37-year-old Roddy throws a strike at 77 miles an hour. 0-1. Smith starting off the night at 208. Kevin batting in the 8th slot. 2 out of 8 in the series. Right-handed batter takes a breaking ball low. 1-1 to count. 3-0 Salt Lake in the bottom of the third. Smith followed by the number 9 hitter in the Las Vegas order tonight, Mickey McDonald, and then leadoff man Cal Stevenson. Nobody on base, nobody out. Valdez delivers. Breaking ball down low, 2-0. So again, Valdez primarily throws a changeup. And according to StatCast and other sources, he throws it at least 80% of the time. Strike on the outside corner, 2-2. And StatCast also says that the Valdez changeup drops 8.5 inches more than the average for that type of pitch. That's from StatCast. That's a big drop. That's huge. 2-2, and it's outside. It's 3-2. And the thing about Valdez, he manipulates that changeup to function like at least 4 or 5 different pitches by alternating arm angles and grips. When he was at Baltimore, the pitch fouled away by Smith to the third base dugout, 3-2 still. One of the Orioles catchers, Pedro Severino, was talking about Valdez, and he said, it's not a normal changeup. I call it a slider changeup because I don't know where it's going. Kind of unnerving to have a catcher. You don't know where the pitch is going. The pitch is a bounding ball foul right by the netting on the third base dugout side, and that's 3-2 still on Kevin Smith. Valdez also has a sinker, but a lot of changeups, and just as Severino was describing, different arm angles, this and that. Almost a Louis Tion type deal. Drive to deep left center. Gatewood has a play, though, in front of the track to put it away. And there's one out. And the batter is Mickey McDonald. Mickey's first start in this series. He's played, but he's 0-for-2 off the bench. Mickey hitting 209.
Two homers and seven batted in. The Aviators are hoping that Mickey can stay healthy and return to last year's form when he was well over 300. Fastball's a strike and it's 0-1. 3-0 Salt Lake. Two outs, bases empty. We're in the bottom of the third. On deck, leadoff man Cal Stevenson. And that pitch missed outside. 1-1. It was this past March when Valdez signed a minor deal with the Angels. Here now is the windup and the 1-1 on the way. Ground ball back up the middle through in a center, a base hit. I believe that was the sinker. It was 85 miles an hour. So it's harder than the changeup for sure. So Mickey kept his weight back and waited on that sinker and rolled it up the middle for the second Vegas hit. Mickey had pretty good stolen base credentials in 2021. Stole 10 for Vegas, 8 for Midland for a total of 18. But because he hasn't played as much this year, he does have 6 steals, though, and 8 tries. You can only imagine. There's a throw to first, and he's back in. You can only imagine if he had a chance to play more and had his average up more where he'd be on the stolen base charts right now. But he can run. 3-0 Salt Lake, bottom of the third. Stevenson grounded out, a 4-1 putout in the first inning. He takes a strike, throw to first by Wallach, and back in there on all fours is Mickey McDonald. That's a cute play for a catcher to throw behind the left-handed batter. You can sometimes catch runners doing that. Stevenson waiting. 3-for-11 as an Aviator, all in this series. He swings early and misses that 76-mile-an-hour changeup. 0-2, man. Have arm, will travel. Mr. Cesar Valdez. He looks in, gets the sign from Wallach. One on, one out. Bottom of the third. 3-0 Salt Lake. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Just kept pulling the string. That was 74 miles an hour. Two outs. Third strikeout for Valdez. And here's Schumann, who had an infield hit in the first and was forced out by Nate Mondu. When Valdez, and if you've been around as long as Valdez, you got a couple of interesting nuggets here and there. His second stint with Toronto began in the spring of 2017. He got a win in July out of the bullpen in 2017 for Toronto in a game against Oakland. When he got that win, it was his first win in the majors in over 7 years. Imagine 7 years between wins. But, man, he stays healthy. He's been hanging on and pitching well for Salt Lake. 1-0 on Schumann. And Max swings early at that changeup and misses it. 1-1. Tomorrow night, 7:05, first pitch, 6:50 pregame. Hope you'll join us. First 2,000 fans, we get the Aviators jerseys. Those are really nice souvenir items. 1-1 on Max Schumann, the pitch. Max bunts in the air behind the plate, foul, and it's going to land and roll to the backstop. So Max trying the element of surprise on a 1-1 pitch. And Wallach tried to get it, but was not able to catch it. So it's strike two. 1-2 on Schumann. Max takes a big swing. Another one. And gets set to step back in. If he reaches Nate Mondu, it will be next. 1-2. Valdez a peek over his shoulder at McDonald. Mickey about three and a half steps off the bag, held on by Rojas. Jason Hart coaching. Throw to first. And he's back in there. Throw was to the right of Rojas. He had a lunge to his right to backhand that throw from Valdez. Now the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch to Schumann. Swing and a miss, strike three. Another off-speed pitch at 76. Boy, he's driving him wacky with that pitch. In the third inning for Las Vegas, no runs on one hit. No errors and one man left on base. And at the end of three complete, it is Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators nothing.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay
pay down past due balances, and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you, all without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'm about to change your life with just one word. Ready? Purple. Purple mattresses are unlike anything else you've ever slept on. Purple's breathable Gel-Flex construction lets you sleep softly but firmly. Support with flexibility. There's absolutely nothing else like it out there. Your shoulders will love it. Your back will love it. Your hips will love it. You'll love it. And right now at Best Mattress, get up to a $300 instant gift with the purchase of a Purple mattress. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Welcome back, friends. Top of the fourth inning, Russ Langwood, Matt Neverett, 3-0 Salt Lake over the Aviators. And Zach Logue now going to face Jake Gatewood, Magnary Sierra, and then Chad Wallach. Gatewood takes a pitch strike on the inside corner. Gatewood didn't like the call at all. ABS system making that call, automatic balls and strikes, also known as the robo-ump. 0-1. Gatewood popped out to center his first time up. Logue delivers. Fastball is inside. Ball one. 1-1. Ted Weens trivia. Just in time for Matt Neverett. It's amazing how he shows up in trivia time.
Who'd have thunk?
1-1. The wind, a kick, and the pitch now. A strike on the outside corner at 82 miles an hour. So Logue, a Valdez-ish pitch at 82 on the outside corner. 1-2 on Jake Gatewood with Magnary Sierra waiting his turn on deck. Logue with a sign from Austin Allen. Turns on the rubber and throws. A drive hit to left. McDonald racing toward the line, and Mickey reaches up and picks it off near the belt of his cap. Mickey got a good jump on that ball.
Yeah, he made it look easy on a ball that was anything but. Gatewood ripping that one towards the line. Plenty of tail towards the corner, and Mickey covering the ground a bit faster than I think even he anticipated. Almost overran it there for the out.
Sierra had a clutch hit in the second inning with two outs and a scoreless game. He singled to chase Dylan Thomas to third, and that set the stage for the three-run home run by Chad Wallach, who's on deck now. 3-0 Salt Lake. Fastball down the middle for a strike. 0-1. All right, this is a multi-part question because Matt has been smoking on these trivia questions. I mean, a few more and he'll break DiMaggio's record. Here's the 0-1 now. Fastball foul back, 0-2. Part one, who holds the record for the most strikeouts in a no-hitter? What is the record? And what team was the victim? Multi-part question. There's a big chopper to second. To his right is Schumann. He has it. Off-balance throw on target to Kelly. And Sierra's out 4-3. Two outs. And a batter, Chad Wallach, who bombed a three-run home run to right. And that's all the scoring so far here in the fourth inning.
Well, you've added some layers, Russ. Yesterday was a two-parter with Pete Rose and Ray Fosse, the answer. This one is a limited group of guys that you could pick from. The name that immediately jumped out to my head was Koufax. I don't necessarily have any in particular in mind.
There's a pitch inside of Wallach, ball one. 1-0.
You've got all seven of Nolan Ryan's no-nos to pick from, and I'm going to go with Koufax. He's got three, and just throwing a number out there, 16. Koufax with four.
And a pitch low, 2-0. 62, 63, 64, 65. The one he threw in 65 was a perfect game. He capped it. His fourth and final no-hitter was a perfect game against the Cubs at Dodger Stadium, September of 65. Wallach swings and misses 2-1, but it was not Koufax. Koufax is not the answer, so I know who your fallback is going to be. At least I think I know.
Well, it's not Ryan, and I know it's likely from a modern age where the strikeouts have become a lot more prevalent.
The 2-1. Wallach looks at a strike on the outside. 2-2. It actually is Nolan Ryan. And the record is 17 And one of the reasons that I know this is because when I was a kid, I watched the game on TV. They were in L.A. and they were, well, the game was on in L.A. The game was played in Detroit. Ground ball to third. Good play by Mondu going to his left. And he throws out Wallach. That's a nifty play by Nate Mondu, who's played a lot of infield but hasn't played a lot of third this year. And so five in a row set down by Logue. And that's it. Three up and three down for Salt Lake. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Salt Lake leads it 3-0.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center's not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
3-0 Salt Lake, bottom of the fourth. Russ Langer with Matt Nevert, Cesar Valdez with his finesse stuff through three. No runs, two hits. Nobody's gotten past first yet. No walks, four strikeouts. Nate Mondu, who bats third, followed by Matt Davidson and Vince Fernandez. Anyway, we're talking about Nolan Ryan with a record for the most strikeouts in a no-hitter, 17. For the record, Max Scherzer also struck out 17 in a no-hitter. And, Matty, you watched the game where you had a perfect game until against the Pirates until Jose Tabata did a little creative batsmanship. The pitch is low ball one.
Yeah, it was a magical 2015 season for Scherzer, who threw his first no-no against the Pirates, and then it was later on in October.
Mondu fouls a changeup away, 1-1.
Later on in October, where he had that second no-hitter where he struck out 17, but in the first one against the Pirates, as you mentioned, yeah, perfect through 8 2/3, and the Pirates' highly touted left fielder, Jose Tabata, stuck the elbow out over a pitch over the strike zone and was ruled a hit by pitch.
Mondu goes for a changeup and fouls it off to the left, 1-2.
And, of course, the very next batter made the final out of the game with a runner on first base. And, you know, even as a Pirates fan at the time with some allegiances, you want to see history. I would have loved to have watched Scherzer throw a perfect game against the Buccos.
Some fan you are. Here's the pitch. No, I totally get it. Slow ground ball to second, charge by Palamaki, who picks it up and throws and gets Mondu. One out, so Palamaki has handled two Mondu ground balls. One out for Davidson. It's funny how you talk about being a Pirates fan, but you were rooting for Scherzer. I'm reminded of the last game that Cal Ripken ever played at Yankee Stadium. And everybody knew it was his last game in Yankee Stadium. And Yankee fans really wanted him to get a hit in his last at-bat. They really want, I mean, there's no question about it. Pitch is inside, ball one to Davidson. And he hit a line drive to deep left center field. It looked like an extra base hit. And Bernie Williams raced over and caught it. And the fans actually were upset. The pitch is a hard ground ball to third, past Wong into left field. He got a little piece of it. Gatewood picks it up. And Maddie's at first base, and that sharp ground ball. We'll see how they score it. Fernandez is going to come up now. And I just remember the fans were, what are you doing? And the camera was on Bernie Williams when he threw the ball back in. And you don't have to be skilled in reading lips to know what he said. He just threw his hands up and he said, "What do you want me to do?" Here's Vince Fernandez. He looks at a pitch outside. Ball one. That ball that Davidson hit scored a base hit, apparently.
That's one of those moments where fandom and love of the game overtakes fandom of any one particular team. So I totally understand the feeling.
Oh, yeah. Liner to first, caught by Rojas, who tags out Davidson. Tell you what, between last night and tonight, Rojas can do no wrong, and the inning is over. In the bottom of the fourth for the Aviators, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Valdez, 49 pitches through four innings. And we go to the fifth inning, 3-0 Salt Lake.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Bailey Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
All right, we go to the fifth inning, 3-0 Salt Lake. And for the fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Neverett.
Thank you much, Russ. 9-1-2, two up for the visiting Bees. Jake Polamaki in from the right side, squares to bunt, pulls it back. And a first-pitch fastball from Zach Logue gets in for a called strike. Top of the fifth, starting with the bottom of the lineup for Salt Lake, with Kian Wong and Jose Rojas, the number two and three hitters of the frame. Polamaki swings and fouls one straight back to the screen. And the count quickly, no balls and two strikes against Zach Logue. 58 pitches, 36 of them have been for strikes. Left-hander pretty efficient tonight. Polamaki, the only walk he's issued. Took a free pass back in the second to follow the Wallach three-run home run. Out of the full wind, Logue's 0-2 slider misses way up and out. Catcher Allen had to spring up out of the squat to keep it in front. Polamaki, after walking, stole his fourth base in five tries. It was on a good pitch by Logue. It was a high fastball. An excuse-me swing and a foul ball pushed down the third base side. Keeps the count 1-2 to Polamaki, wearing number one. 3-for-8 officially in the series. Polamaki making his first start out of three appearances. Came in as a defensive replacement each of the first two games for David Fletcher, who's not out there tonight. 1-2 pitch, line to right field. Couple of steps back and now in for Fernandez. Aviators right fielder moves towards the corner and makes the catch on the fly for the first out of the fifth inning. Make it the sixth straight batter that Logue has sent down, yet to give up a hit since the Wallach three-run home run. So at the very least, he's done a good job of settling in. He's hit a batter and walked a batter since the long ball. Back to the top of the lineup for Kian Wong. Left-handed batting third baseman who's 0-for-2. He's always a threat to bunt, so Nate Mondu at third, creeping in front of the bag. Everybody else deep. As Wong takes a cutter, coming in through the inside for a called strike one. A good pitch by Lowe going right after Wong here in his fifth inning of work. A pair of groundouts for the third baseman, both to the right side of the infield thus far. He swings and tips this one off the end of the bat, rolling straight back to the screen, and the count quickly, no balls and two strikes. Wong began the game with a chopped ground ball to Max Schumann on the first pitch, and then ended the three-run second with a ground ball right to Dalton Kelly at first. Kelly's deep, shaded a couple of steps away from the line. Third baseman Mondu shades back now as the 0-2 pitch is coming. And it's a slider inside. Backing away was Wong, and the count One ball, two strikes to the leadoff batter. Big gap in right center field with Stevenson in center, shaded away from the right fielder Fernandez. Logue misses outside. Fastball moves it to two balls and two strikes. Two for nine now in the series is Wong. He's got a home run, a double, and a pair of walks so far. He's played in all four games, including tonight. The Salt Lake leading 3-0. Here's a 2-2 from Logue. It's swung on, chopped the other way, a roller into left field for a base hit. Rounding first and slamming on the brakes is Wong with Mickey McDonald firing it back in. And Wong with a little dribbler the other way, going against the shift for his first hit of the night. His 84th hit of the year. Moving up the ranks of the PCL leaderboard. And it's the first hit since the Wallach home run. Brings up Jose Rojas, who homered twice yesterday. Once at the opening game of the set. He's been held in check tonight. 1-for-2 with the bloop single. The only strikeout for Logue was on a pitch clock violation for strike three against Rojas to lead off the third. They're shifted to the right as Rojas takes a first pitch fastball just off the outside. The home runs have been the flavor of the week for Salt Lake. The Wallach bomb, their 103rd of the year, moving them into 9th out of 10. Only Las Vegas has hit fewer home runs than Salt Lake. Runner goes from first on a great jump. Pitch, a called strike, no throw from Allen. The catcher puts it in the back pocket, and safely in at second is Wong on his 19th stolen base of the year. So no throw, and Wong breaking on first move. He stole that one off of the left-hander Lowe. Count 1-1 to Rojas. No win to speak of on a picture-perfect Friday night. Lights on and taking full effect as Lowe deals from the stretch on 1-1. Rojas tips the fastball back to the screen for strike two. Waiting on deck is Jack Mayfield. Three runs on five hits for Salt Lake. All the offense coming on to Chad Wallach homer in the second. Aviators still scoreless on three base hits. They haven't had a runner advance past first base. Bent over at the waist is Lowe. He takes the sign from Allen as he comes set with the glove at the chest. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Just off the outside, the slider called for ball two. Both Rojas and the catcher Allen, a little bit of a flinch when that ball crossed the strike zone. I think they both thought it was going to be strike three. Instead, the count even at two to the number two batter in the lineup, Rojas. Shortstop Smith behind the bag at second. Here's Logue's 2-2 offering. Swung on, ripped, but pulled foul to the right field side. Into the seats it goes, and we'll get to try that one again. Nice crowd on hand for a Friday night. Of course, free hat giveaway sponsored by Cox will do that. Tomorrow's free jersey giveaway to the first 2,000 fans presented by our friends at Steiner's Nevada Style Pub. Logue set. Here's another pitch. It's swung on, blooped down the left field side, and it's going to fade into the seats. And foul ball keeps it 2-2. And a big ricochet off of an empty seat. And that'll send Mickey McDonald scrambling after it down the left field line. 72 pitches, 45 strikes for Zach Lowe. Trying to get through five innings yet again. Lowe entering the day and thrown 50 innings at the AAA level in 10 starts. You do the math as far as the average. Smith near the bag with Wong leading off. Here's another 2-2. Rojas watches up and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes with one out and a runner on. Here in the top of inning number five, 3-0 Salt Lake leads. Mayfield, the on-deck batter, the shortstop, who's 0-for-1. Outfield deep, especially Fernandez in right, as Logue will take a step off the back of the mound to reset the pitch clock. A long battle here in a 3-0 game. Third baseman Mondu, the only infielder on the left side. Stevenson in center straight away. 3-2 payoff pitch is swung on, chopped foul. Pulled down the first base side yet again by Rojas. So a long AB already. The next pitch will be the ninth for Zach Logue. And Jose Rojas giving Aviators pitchers fits this week. The only two runs on a pair of solo home runs yesterday for Rojas. Back on Wednesday, a pair of RBI singles and a pair of runs scored. And he homered in the opening game of the set on Tuesday. been productive all week long. Another 3-2 pitch. It's a line drive caught by Kelly at first. He flips it to second, but it's not in time. What a leaping grab by the first baseman Kelly for out number two.
Terrific play. Kelly on that ball hit by Rojas right on the button, and he left his feet to reach way up and grab it. And hesitated a moment through late to second, but a tremendous play by Dalton Kelly.
I think if Kelly reacts just a touch quicker and throws to second, Wong's dead to rights instead, sliding back in safely. And with two outs and Wong in scoring position, here's Jack Mayfield. Right-handed batting shortstop with an open stance. Waves the bat over the right shoulder. Swings to the first pitch. Drives it deep to left. It's hugging the corner. And it's gone. A fair ball home run for Jack Mayfield. And Lowe can't believe it. Austin Allen as well. It was the home plate umpire Edwin Moskis calling it. He's got the angle in a three-man umpiring crew. And ruled a two-run home run. There's no replay at the AAA level. And looked to be a foul ball via the replay. Of course, we don't have that benefit.
Well, on the replay, you could see the ball come inside the foul pole, which means it's foul. And now it is foul. They've reversed it.
That was a quick conversation.
Yeah. I mean, on the replay, no question. I'm seeing it again. There's no question it was a foul ball.
And now here comes Lou Marson, the Salt Lake manager. He's out and he's hot. I don't know if I've seen a quicker umpire conference this year. Edwin Moskis, Cody Clark, and Emil Jimenez all converged and almost immediately turning around and reversing the call. So it is a foul ball. I don't think Lou Marson's going to get the umpire and crew to flip their minds back to a home run. Rarely you'll get it both ways. And so we're going to reset. We're going to reset after all that, and Logue breathes a deep, deep sigh of relief on that long strike to left field. Off the bat at 97 miles an hour, no doubt about it, Mayfield ripped it, but he was just a bit early on the fastball from Logue, and it is ruled a foul ball. So after all that, the score remains 3-0, and it's just a long strike one to Mayfield. And Wong returns to second with two outs. See if Lowe can do something with the second chance. Runner breaks for third. Pitch swung on and missed, and Wong slides in safely without a throw. So stealing second and third without a throw to either bag is Kian Wong. Now he's 20 steals and 24 opportunities on the year, but Logue one strike away from stranding him on fifth and holding the Bees scoreless here in the top of inning number five. Takes the sign from Allen. Comes set. The lefty's 0-2. Chop straight back, foul ball. Mayfield ended the first inning with a tailor-made 6-4-3 double play ball to Kevin Smith. And then was barely tipped on the front of the jersey, just above the belly button in the third. Count nothing in two as Logue stands tall. He rocks, he fires. Inside, nearly gets Mayfield again on the cutter, but he's able to spin out of the way, corkscrewing himself into the right-handed batter's box. Next pitch for Logue will be his 80th of the night. No action in either bullpen, and really no reason for either side thus far. Here's the 1-2. It's another one tipped straight back. That was the changeup drifting away from the right-handed batting Mayfield. Mayfield in his 30th game this season for Salt Lake. Plenty of big league time with the Angels. It's a pretty transient up and down between Salt Lake and Southern California. Here we go, another 1-2 pitch. Just outside, it was the same-looking changeup. Lowe drifting it just a bit further off the outside. Mayfield, a good discerning batting eye there. They're watching it for a called ball, too. Dylan Thomas awaiting on deck. Lowe would much prefer to face him in the sixth. It's Wong off third. Another 2-2 pitch to Mayfield. Popped up right side, shallow in the outfield. Coming in is Fernandez. Going out is Kelly. It'll be the Aviators' right fielder to make the catch. And after a long home run overturned to a foul ball, Zach Logue able to retire Jack Mayfield to end the fifth. With no runs on one hit and a man left on, we've played half a ball game. After 4.5 innings, the score Salt Lake 3, Las Vegas nothing.
Ready to sell your car? AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Take your sleep to the next level with a Beautyrest Black or Tempur-Pedic mattress from Best Mattress. These are two of the very, very best mattresses in the world. They both have proprietary cooling technology and both provide the most transformative, luxurious sleep of your life. And right now, get up to a $300 instant gift when you purchase either one. Best Mattress also has quick, easy delivery and a wide variety of financing options. Best brands, best service, best prices, Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Sink your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu at Beyond Raptor Burger at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy or awaken your primal cravings with the new Primal menu featuring prime rib or the Beyond Raptor Burger, Carl's Jr. Meal so epic you might want to roar outside the store. Bottom of the fifth, Salt Lake leading Las Vegas 3-0. 50th pitch of the night for Cesar Valdez is yanked into the first base dugout by Aviators catcher Austin Allen. A little bit of friendly fire to start the fifth inning. Allen followed by Dalton Kelly and Kevin Smith. 6-7-8 in the Aviators lineup, set to get it going against Valdez. The right-hander's 0-1 pitch is swung on, rolled foul, this time past the first base coach Jason Hart. Nice grab made by a fan on a bounce, and Allen, after a pair of foul balls, behind nothing and two. Salt Lake threatened to be sure on the top of the fifth. Kian Wong singled, made it to second on a stolen base. Long foul ball for Jack Mayfield, an eventful one. Allen checks the swing on a pitch inside. Yes, he did on the appeal. Rung up by the third base umpire, Emil Jimenez. And it's the second strikeout of the night for Allen. It's the fifth for Cesar Valdez. They've all been on changeups, all of the swinging variety. He's also retired every leadoff batter, a stretch that's continued here into the fifth. One out, nobody on for Dalton Kelly. Third baseman Wong, the only infielder on the left side. Kelly takes a changeup fading away from Cesar Valdez. As Mayfield, the shortstop, flipped over on the other side of the bag. He missed a home run by about a foot. Yanked it just foul in the fifth inning. Fastball down and away for ball two. Meanwhile, Kelly 0-for-1 with a ground ball to Jose Rojas that ended the second. Valdez working with tempo in the fifth inning. Deals on a 2-0 fastball right down Broadway. Taken for a called strike one from Dalton Kelly. Valdez pitching into his late 30s. Been mentioning all night, the 37-year-old, the oldest player on either team. Kelly swings and fouls a changeup back to the screen. Count goes even at 2-2. But Valdez not only pitching into his late 30s, doing so at a high level both domestically and internationally. International all-star. He was the 2019 Pitcher of the Year in the Mexican League. He was also the 2021 Pitcher of the League in the Dominican Winter League this past winter. As Kelly lines one up the middle for a base hit. A two-hop bouncer that's picked up by Magnarie Sierra in center. It's the fourth single of the game for the Aviators out of five base runners total. And Kelly will try to do something that no Aviator has done tonight. Make it to second base. One out, one on for Kevin Smith. Shortstop who flied out deep to left field to lead off the third inning. Valdez pitching effectively just because of how different the look is in the modern today society of pitchers. Bounces a changeup in for a called ball, one to Smith. Three infielders on the left, they're all lined up deep in the hole. Jose Rojas holding the runner on at first, so as much room on the right side of the infield as Smith wants if he can shoot something the other way.
Instead, he takes a running fastball coming in through the back door for a called strike one. Valdez pitching to Chad Wallach for the seventh time this year. More or less a personal catcher. Quick throw to first base, not in time. Head first and safely in is Kelly. Valdez, a marathon man by today's standards as well, as far as the duration of his outings. He comes set, slowing the tempo down, and the 1-1 pitch to Smith. Line the other way, fading down the right field side. It drops foul by about a foot, rolling into the corner and scooped up into the seats by a pair of fans as the count goes 1-2 with Kelly back to first. Valdez with three complete games, one of them a rain-shortened contest in Albuquerque that lasted six innings total, but he's thrown 2 9-inning complete games so far this year. Only pitcher in all of affiliated baseball to do so, major or minor leagues. Here's the 1-2 to Smith. A swing and a ground ball left side. Charging is the shortstop Mayfield. He gloves, throws off the back foot, down the line, and a grab made by Rojas, the first baseman. What a stretch for the out. Score that one 6-3 as one shortstop grounds out to another on a great play on both ends. First by Mayfield just to get there, and then after a low throw was towards home plate, a great stretch from Rojas, who's having an outstanding week. Able to retire Smith, and moving up to second is Dalton Kelly, first Aviator to reach scoring position tonight. Salt Lake on top 3-0, two outs here in the home half of the fifth as Mickey McDonald stands in. Number 9 batter, this base hit in the third. Stranded at first base. He swings to the first pitch. Lines one over the head of the shortstop into center. A base hit. Rounding third is Kelly. The throw from the center fielder is up the line and late. In there, sliding and safely is Kelly. And the Aviators on the board. A Mickey McDonald RBI single. And the score now 3-1. Great piece of hitting by McDonald to stay inside that ball. And a aggressive send at third. With two outs, Fran Reardon. A little bit more aggressive than he usually is. And Kelly made it worth the while sliding in. And the Aviators on the board. Eighth RBI for McDonald on the year. Here's Cal Stevenson to top the lineup.
What helps Mickey, that short stroke against the off-speed pitch. And he's hit the ball hard twice now, 2-for-2.
First pitch to Stevenson just off the outside. Fastball at 83 for ball one. So after an Austin Allen strikeout, a Dalton Kelly single. After a Kevin Smith ground out to short, a Mickey McDonald single. Lauren Kelly from second, and getting the Aviators on the board for the first time since Wednesday. Stevenson takes a bouncing changeup for ball two. That's the first run for the Aviators since a Christian Pache RBI double in the eighth inning. With a 15-8 defeat back on Wednesday night. But it does bring the tying run to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth. Stevenson's 0-for-2. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Grounded on a chopper to the first base side. Off the bag is Rojas. First baseman's flip to the pitcher is in time. Sliding in is Stevenson, and he's there just a bit late, but the Aviators on the board with a run on a Mickey McDonald RBI base hit. One run on two hits, and one runner left on. Through five innings full, the Aviators trail the Bees 3-1.
Love seats, download the app to download Love Seats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, Best of the Mall.
snacks, fuel, ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of the fifth inning, back at Las Vegas Ballpark for the sixth. The score, Salt Lake 3, Las Vegas 1. And back on the saddle on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Well, thank you, Matt. So Zach Logue now is down 3-1 into the sixth inning. And it's not exactly a pitcher's duel, but it's certainly a low-scoring game by this ballpark standards to this point. Here's Dylan Thomas. He hits a high fly ball, shallow left toward the line. Mondu hustling into foul ground, and he can't quite get it. A great effort by Nate Mondu. A high foul. Now, remember, because of the shift, he's playing in a different county, and he had to race all the way over there in foul ground and went into a lunging effort near the rolled-up tarpaulin and couldn't quite get it. He came about a stride short, Matt.
Yeah, Mondu giving everything he had for over 90 feet. Kind of fatigue setting in at the end. Tune into our MLB TV feed. You see him slide and miss just short on that Thomas pop fly.
And the fastball missing at 91-1.
But Mondu's a guy that, he'll give you max effort no matter what. He could be playing in right field, and he would go after that one.
Thomas has singled and scored and flied out to left, and the pitch. Drive hit into deep right. Going back, Fernandez. Vince is at the track and jumps up at the fence and can't quite get it. It's off the fence. Now he has to pick it up. And Dylan Thomas, who continues to make life miserable for the Aviators, has a double off the fence. And that's his ninth hit in the series in 16 at-bats.
And Fernandez made that a close one. Missed it by just about an inch. We just saw the angle on the replay. Yeah, Vince almost a highlight reel catch. And as you mentioned, Russ, Thomas just continuing to mash against Las Vegas pitching, especially here at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Logue's at 85 pitches and 54 of them strikes. So Dylan Thomas nearly robbed by Fernandez. But the bottom line is that's his 17th double of the year. He's one of the league leaders in that category. Here's Theis. Fly to left, grounded to second, and the pitch from Logue. Fastball swung on a miss, strike one. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Salt Lake. A run on, 5 hits, no errors for the Aviators. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett here. Gorgeous night. And the Bees on the strength of a 3-run home run by catcher Chad Wallach back in the second, leading 3-1 in the sixth. Logue against Theis, lefty on lefty. Logue looks back at second, works his hitter, and there's a drive hit in the air to left, and that should be caught by McDonald. Mickey's there in medium depth left field to pick it off. That's a big out to get Theis and not advance Thomas. It's Thomas at second with one out. Theis 0 for 3. Here's Gatewood. Popped out to center and lined out to left, and a good play by McDonald. Mickey had an angle toward the line to run it down.
And this is a situation here for Logue where the fact that he's a fly ball pitcher actually helps him. You got a fly ball hitter in Gatewood stepping in, who's 0 for 2 with a pair of pop-outs, but a line drive or a base hit somewhere likely scores Thomas. Gatewood looking to do more than that.
And Jake takes a fastball under the elbows. Inside, ball one. It is 1-0. Looks like Jake LeMoyne throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now, right-hander. There's Logue now at 88 pitches, 56 strikes. He's through 5 1/3 now. Thomas at second, one out. Gatewood 3 for 9 in the series, 235 for the year with 7 home runs. He swings and misses, tried the uppercut, that fastball at 89, and it's 1-1.
That's exactly what I mean there. Gatewood's not trying to slap something the other way. A little roller through the right side of the infield would likely score Thomas, especially with Fernandez in the entirety of the outfield shaded deep. So Logue can continue to pitch up and change the eye level here against Gatewood.
Now the 1-1. Off speed, up and away. Change up. 2 balls and a strike. Magnarice Sierra on deck. This date in baseball history, Johnny Bench broke the record for the home runs by a catcher. The Reds 12-7 win over the Montreal Expos. His 314th home run. He had 33 home runs playing other positions, did Johnny Bench. Here is the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Now, when he broke that record for most home runs by a catcher, Matt, any clue as to whose record he broke? Hall of Famer, left-handed batter.
That is a tough one.
American Leaguer.
Consider the years. Is it Yogi?
It's Yogi. Boom!
I'll take that.
That never chalks up another one.
Catcher not typically a power position back in those days.
Here's the 2-2. Little pop fly fisted into shallow left center. McDonald racing in, and Mickey's there to make the catch. So two big outs recorded by Logue after the leadoff double by Thomas, but he's not out of the woods yet. He's got to get Sierra, who's one for two with a single and a run scored.
You go about exact opposite of the scale on this batter, with Gatewood a true fly ball batter and Logue doing the job, inducing a weak pop out. Sierra's a slap hitter. He'll go anywhere, but with two outs, it opens up the gates wide open for Logue to pitch him however he wants, especially here in a left-on-left matchup.
Jack stretches. Thomas at second. Two down and the pitch. Fastball is outside at 91. Ball one, 1-0. That's 93 pitches for Logue, but his velocity is the same as it was when the opening bell rang in the first inning.
And Logue's not necessarily a high-intensity pitcher that sells out early on in the game. He's got a lot of average pitches that he uses smartly.
And the breaking ball outside. Cutter, 2-0.
You see the guys, you know, throwing 100 in the first inning, and by the fifth they're throwing 93. That is indicative of a problem. A lot of the times those guys end up in the bullpen. Case in point, best example I can think of is a guy in Michael Kopech with the White Sox. Really highly heralded starter, throwing 100, and by the fifth he was down to 93.
2-0. There's a strike on the outside. 2-1.
And lo and behold, Kopech now an integral part of that White Sox bullpen, not the rotation.
2-1. Many a successful reliever started off as a starter. Here is the 2-1 now. Thomas at second, two away. Sierra 297. Seven homers, 45 batted in. The pitch at just outside. He tried that outside corner. 3-1. On deck is Chad Wallach. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of a leash they'll have on Logue now. He's at 96 pitches. They would love to see him get Sierra because the percentages favor Logue here, lefty on lefty, but we'll see. He steps off the rubber for a moment. For the clock, the pitcher has 19 seconds with men on base, and there's a man on now. 14 seconds if the bases are empty. Clock rolling at 6 and 5 in the pitch. That's a little outside. Ball four. That is the second walk allowed by Logue, and now that he's at 97 pitches, we'll see if they leave him in to face Wallach or not. Now, Wallach is going to step in. He hit the three-run home run in the second to account for all the hitting. They've not announced Wallach yet. Now that they have, here comes Fran Reardon. Yep, that's it for Logue. His night ends after 97 pitches, 60 of which were strikes. And the entire infield clustering at the mound now. Kelly, Schumann, Smith, Mondu, and Austin Allen, and that's it. A good job by Logue, but again, similar in some ways to the job that Dungey did last night. But between last night and tonight, the Aviators so far only have one run. Sixth inning, pitching change. 3-1 Salt Lake, and I'll be back with more after this.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just $1.
Cluckbait!
It's time to fall for some cluckbait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record. Not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Along with Matt Nevra, Russ Langer with you. Top of the sixth. Interesting game here. Good crowd on Cap Night. And we've got Dylan Thomas at second base. Magnus Sierra at first. We thank Cox Communications for presenting sponsor. And Jake LeMoyne, the bearded right-hander from Texas, takes over now. LeMoyne, L-E-M-O-I-N-E, 6'4", 225, 28 years old from Bridge City, Texas. Pitched at Round Rock last year in the Texas Rangers organization. LeMoyne has been in five games for Las Vegas, 2-0 with a save and a 1-2-3 ERA. Time in the big leagues also this year with the parent Oakland Athletics. Fastball at 92, down low to Wallach, 1-0. So Wallach, a three-run home run, and the last time he batted, he hit a sharp ground ball, and third baseman Nate Mondu made a splendid play, ranging far to his left to hit that, to grab that hard-hit ground ball and throw him out, the 1-0. Wallach swings and fouls that fastball back, 1-1. So Wallach at 192, but five homers, including the one tonight, which is the reason for the Salt Lake lead. 24 runs batted in. Thomas at second, Sierra at first, two down. LeMoyne making his second appearance since coming back. Now, he was in the big leagues for a while. Then he was on the injured list. Here's the 1-1. Steps off. And the runners return. Thomas to second. And Magnary Sierra at first. Ty Buttrey, meanwhile, who got the save in last night's Salt Lake 2-0 win, is throwing in the Salt Lake pen. Here's the 1-1 from LeMoyne. Fastball outside, backhanded by Austin Allen, 2-1 now.
You mentioned the three-run home run for Wallach earlier. All the offense tonight, Jose Rojas with a pair of solo home runs. The only offense between both sides last night. In fact, the last 12 runs for Salt Lake have come via the long ball. When the Aviators have kept the ball within the yard, they've done a good job of leading. But when it's left the yard, they've had trouble.
Here's the 2-1. Line drive, base hit to left field. Thomas is being sent in. Here comes the throw by Mickey. Now he falls down. The throw goes back to third, and they've got him trapped between third and home. And he is tagged out by Kevin Smith. We'll never know if McDonald would have thrown him out or not, because he rounded third base. It looked like Almeida hesitated and then sent him in. And then Thomas, trying to round third base, got around the bag and fell down. And the Aviators catch a break. 7-5-6. McDonald to Mondu to Kevin Smith. And the inning is over. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left. And then we go now to the bottom of the sixth inning. Bees 3, Aviators 1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. See? Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Hey, friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. And remember also, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Pitch inside, ball one to Max Schumann, who singled and struck out against Valdez. Cesar Valdez, 66 pitches, 47 strikes. Very efficient outing for him so far. Pitch fouled off to the right out of play, 1-1 on Schumann. Max batting second, followed by Nate Mondu and Matt Davidson. Bees, three runs, seven hits, no errors. Aviators a run on, five hits and no errors. But the fact that Dylan Thomas opened up the six with a double and never did score. Is a lift for the Aviators. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2 on Schumann. Zach Lowe goes 5 2/3, gives up 6 hits and 3 runs earned. Walk 2, struck out 1. 97 pitches, 60 strikes for Lowe. Solid outing, but he trails 3-1 out of the game now. And the Aviators have added only one run in the last game and a half. Here's the pitch. Off speed, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike 3. Strikeout number 5 for Valdez. He has struck out Schumann twice. And with one out, here's Nate Mondu. He's hit 2 ground balls to the second baseman, Palamaki. One resulting in a force out at second. One resulting in Mondu getting thrown out at first. There's a strike, 0-1 on Nate Mondu. Nate at 298. 3 homers and 34 batted in. Valdez a full windup, which you rarely see anymore. And that sinker is outside. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Hash House will go scoreboard. We'll get some scores going for you. And the pitch is outside. Ball 2. It's 2-1. The pitch. Mondu takes it inside. Ball 3. 3-1. One of the few 3-ball counts Valdez has had. He's not walked anyone and struck out 5 so far. He's given up 5 singles in this game on the one run. Davidson on deck. The windup, the 3-1. Drive hit in the air to deep left. Racing back Gatewood. Gatewood still going back. He's not going to get it. The ball bounces and hits the Chevrolet sign. Gatewood bare hands it, fires it back in. Mondu steams into second base with a stand-up double. Good job by Nate Mondu to take that pitch the other way. So Mondu is 1-for-3, and that is his 17th double of the year to lead the Aviators in 2 base hits. So a 1-out double brings up Davidson. Is grounded out and singled. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. Davidson's last at bat in the fourth, he had just a rocket toward the third baseman, Kian Wong, who reached for the ball, deflected off his glove on the left for a single. Then he was erased on the line drive double play off the bat of Vince Fernandez. 0-1. Valdez stretches, a glance back at second, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's that off-speed pitch. And the count is 0-2. Hash House ago goes scores. Sixth inning in Anaheim. The Dodgers lead the Angels 8-0. Clayton Kershaw has not allowed a base runner through 5. 50 pitches, 38 strikes for Kershaw through 5 innings. Keep an eye on that. All right, 0-2 on Davidson. And the pitch. He waves at that breaking ball and misses. That's that change-up breaking ball, as it was described by one of the Oriole catchers who caught Cesar Valdez. Tough pitch. 6 strikeout for Valdez. Davidson 1-for-3. Here's Vince Fernandez, who struck out and lined into a double play. Ninth inning, the Cardinals lead the Reds 7-3. Ninth inning, Rockies 13 and the Pirates 2 at Coors Field. Here's Fernandez, and he takes inside ball 1. Sixth inning, San Diego playing at home, leading Arizona 5-3. Fifth inning, Giants 2, Brewers nothing. Earlier, the Phillies beat the Marlins 2-1. Braves beat Washington 8-4. And in 11 innings, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. Toronto took Kansas City 8-1. The 1-0. Fernandez takes inside. Ball 2. 2-0. 3-1 Salt Lake in the bottom of the sixth. Cleveland beat Detroit 6-5. And Baltimore's 10-game win streak ended in Tampa 5-4. Still, the Orioles are 45-45. Big step in the right direction so far for them. Fernandez goes after a changeup and swings early. 2-2. Seattle won, though. That's 12 straight wins for the Seattle Mariners. They beat Texas on the road in Arlington 8-3. Oakland beat Houston 5-1. A big night for Sky Bolt. We'll tell you about that Fernandez hits a hard grumble in the shallow right center. Back ended by Palomaki. Long throw, and he's out. Close play. Fernandez slams the helmet down. And the first base umpire, Cody Clark, points at him. Close play. Fernandez running hard, trying to beat that throw. I'm watching on the replay. Very close. No runs, one hit, one left. And now through six, Salt Lake 3 and the Aviators 1.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Steiner's, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
All right, we go to the seventh inning. 3-1 Salt Lake, 6,671 sitting in to see this one. Hope you'll join us tomorrow and be the one of the first 2,000 out here. Get those Aviators jerseys. One of the big giveaway nights of the year. Gentle breeze blowing out to right. Jake LeMoyne finished the sixth inning for Zach Logue. And they want him to pitch the seventh to the 9-1 and 2 Bs. Jake Palomaki, Kian Wong, and Jose Rojas. Palomaki, a switch hitter, will bat left-handed for the first time in a game. He's walked, stolen a base, and flat out to right against Logue. And LeMoyne's fastball outside at 92 miles an hour. 1-0. Seventh inning, Salt Lake because of the second inning three-run home run by Chad Wallach. Leading 3-1. They've got 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Las Vegas, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Fastball's outside again, 2-0. The final now, Rockies beat the Pirates 13-2. Mets and Cubs were rained out in Chicago. White Sox beat the Twins 6-2. LeMoyne with a 2-0 on the way. Fastball outside, and it is 3-0. Anyway, in the Oakland victory over Houston, Bimal Machin led off again for Oakland. Played third, went 1-for-4. He's hitting .257. About 40 at-bats or so. Here's the pitch. Up and in. A four-pitch walk to Palomaki, who can run. Remember, he stole second back in the first, and we'll see now. Kian Wong is grounded out to second, grounded out to first, and single to left. He also has a steal. He's up now. So they got to keep an eye on Palomaki for sure. Palomaki, 4 steals, have been caught once. But Sky Bolt, a big day. I mean, he was batting eighth. Playing center field, he was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs and a run scored. He had his second home run of the year. Pitches outside. Ball one, 1-0. Nick Allen batting ninth was 0-for-4, but a nice win for Oakland. Here now is the 1-0 to Kian Wong. Fastball a little below the knees, 2-0. So LeMoyne's missed with 6 in a row here in the seventh inning. Jose Rojas, a dangerous customer, is on deck. Up 2-0. Palomaki leads off first. Kelly straddles the bag there. The 2-0 on the way. He shows bunt, takes a strike. 2-1. The Bolt now hitting .216. Oakland gets that win over the Astros, first-place team in the West. Aviators get a lefty up in the bullpen now. Here's the 2-1. Line deep to left, slicing in the corner, foul, and out of play. 2-2, it remains. Adam Kolarik throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now. Palamaki at first, nobody out. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Kian Wong. Wong's updated average, 290. 2 homers, 31 batted in. In this series, he's 4 out of 10 with a home run. Off first is Palamaki, and the pitch. Foul back. Went with an off-speed pitch at 81 miles an hour. 2-2 is the count. Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers has retired the first 18 Angels. So he's not allowed a base runner into the seventh inning in Anaheim. And the Dodgers lead 8-0. Here's the pitch. Foul back. Went back to the fastball at 92. 2-2 is the count now. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Kershaw will go into the seventh inning without allowing a base runner. Here's the pitch. Fastball is low. It is 3-2 on Kian Wong. 3-1 Salt Lake. Palamaki standing at first. Kelly right there with him. And he begins to take his lead now. LeMoyne slightly bending at the waist, peers over his shoulder at Palamaki. We'll see if he's going on the 3-2. The throw at a first, and he's back in there. It looked like he might have been going. He was leaning. And LeMoyne threw over there, and Palamaki just got back. 3-2. Palamaki leading away, but got about a four-step lead over there. The stretch. He does not go. Then there's a base hit in the center field. So Palamaki is going to turn at second, head for third as Stevenson gets it back in. And the Salt Lake Bees are in business thanks to a leadoff walk. And then the single by Wong, who just completed a very good at-bat. He punched that ball right through in the center on the 3-2. Runners at the corners with nobody out. Remember when LeMoyne came in, he inherited a first and second two-out situation. And the batter he faced, Chad Wallach, single to left. Mickey McDonald got the ball and threw it back in. And fortunately for the Aviators, Dylan Thomas ran to third and fell down. So that's how LeMoyne got out of the inning. Now Fran Reardon wants to make the change now, bring in Adam Kolarik. So Salt Lake leads 3-1. We're in the seventh inning. Salt Lake threatening with runners to the corners and nobody out. Kolarik will face Jose Rojas when we come back right after this.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between Dollar Loan Center's locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be. You walk in, it's a beautiful atmosphere, DLC radio's cranked up, and immediately, you feel comfortable and welcome.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hello again, friends. Back here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Salt Lake leading 3-1. They're trying to win 3 straight in the series after Las Vegas won the opener 10-4 on Tuesday. And this is a very, very key situation because Salt Lake leading 3-1, and now they get runners at the corners and nobody out in the heart of the order. 2-3 and 4, Rojas, Mayfield, and Thomas coming up. Lefty Adam Kolarik set and unravels and delivers. Fastball strike 0-1. So they go with the lefty-lefty matchup. Rojas has singled, struck out, and lined out hard to Dalton Kelly. He's 6 out of 17 in the series with 3 home runs. He faced Kolarik a couple of nights ago and singled in a run against him. Runners at the corners, nobody out. Kolarik's 0-1. Sinker in there for a strike at 88. Good pitch. 0-2 is the count now. Adam Kolarik. 0-1 in 14 games, a 6.32 ERA over 15 and two-thirds innings. The stretch and the 0-2 to Rojas. Fastball outside at 90. One ball and two strikes the count. Kolarik stands at 6'3", 215 pounds, 33 years old, from Maryland, the Baltimore area. Time in the Tampa organization, Dodgers, and now Oakland. He went to the University of Maryland. Here's the 1-2 now. On the way. Breaking ball. Check swing, ground ball fouled outside there. That was a good pitch. He went away with that breaking ball at 81. And Rojas a little tentative, but he got wood on it and rolled it foul. 1-2 on Jose Rojas. Palamaki at third. Wong at first. Kolarik looking in. You got Jack Mayfield on deck. Here's the 1-2. Kolarik kicks. The runner goes from first. The pitch is driven down the left field line, slicing, and that is a fair ball. Hits the warning track and goes rattling around in the corner. McDonald chases it. Palamaki scores. Wong scores on a two-run double by Rojas. And now Salt Lake leads it 5-1 in the seventh inning with nobody out. Boy, Rojas and Dylan Thomas have just been throttling Las Vegas pitching in this series. Kolarik got ahead two strikes. Rojas got a pitch away and went with the pitch. And those runs are charged to Lemoyne. Palamaki and Wong scoring easily on that. Now Mayfield, who has hit into a double play, been nicked by a pitch, and popped out to right. And a good play by Vince Fernandez in the twilight. Stepping up now against Kolarik and the pitch. Up and away, ball one. So now, with a nine-hit attack, Salt Lake leading 5-1 of the Aviators. In a more than a ball game and a half, advantage only one run. Very uncharacteristic for the Aviators, especially at home, to be limited that way offensively. But Salt Lake's pitching has been good, and not just in this series. They've been good a lot generally. There's a strike, 1-1. Hash House of Go-Go scores in the PCL will get you caught up there. Albuquerque, Sacramento tied at 5 in the sixth inning. Tacoma leading Oklahoma City 6-2 in the seventh inning in Cheney Stadium. Tacoma, the 1-1. Off-speed breaking ball. Foul back by Mayfield. 1-2 is the count now. Entering the night, Las Vegas in first place in the PCL West, 1.5 games over Reno. But Reno won again. They beat Sugarland by a score of 4-2. Seth Beer hit his eighth home run to help them win. So the Aviators need to win, otherwise they'll be half a game ahead only. The fastball's outside. It's 2-2 now. Reno with the win. That's 7 straight wins for Reno. Reno, they're actually a game under 500 at home. They're close to the Aviators because of their road record, which is now 26-17. Pitch foul back, 2-2. I mean, that's the best road record in the league, Reno. 2-2. And they've won the first 4 against Sugarland. They got a chance to sweep that series, possibly. 6-game sweeps are pretty rare. Only a couple of them this year in the league. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Ball down, and he took a hack at it. Kind of golf swing. Strike out. And the batter, Dylan Thomas. So that's the first out. It's 5-1 Salt Lake in the seventh. Thomas has singled and scored flat out and doubled. And he was thrown out when he rounded third on the two-out single left by Wallach with Lemoyne pitching. That's when he fell down and was tagged out ultimately by Kevin Smith. Thomas 9 out of 16 in this series. Knocked in 4, scored 4. Here's the pitch. Checked his swing, took a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. The other game, a nice comeback win for El Paso. they're never out of the game, especially at home. And sure enough, they were down 6-3 in the seventh. Got two in the seventh, one in the eighth to tie, and one in the bottom of the ninth to beat Round Rock 7-6. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Good fastball by Kolarik at 89 miles an hour. 5-1, Salt Lake with the lead here in the seventh inning. Nice crowd, but have been pretty quiet most of the night. Kolarik set. The strike two pitch to Dylan Thomas, hitting 299. And a breaking ball down and away. One ball and two strikes, a good two-strike pitch. They're in the bottom of the seventh in Anaheim. I'll give you an update on Clayton Kershaw, what he's done and what he is trying to do. Here's the 1-2 now to Dylan Thomas, and that sinker is inside. Nice pitch with some purpose on it at 91 miles an hour, 2-2. Kershaw has retired the first 19 Angels. As I speak to you now, it's the bottom of the seventh inning with one out. Dodgers lead 8-0. He's facing Shohei Ohtani. And Kershaw's only thrown 66 pitches, and they're in the seventh inning. Here's the 2-2. Outside, ball three, 3-2. Continue to watch that one. And just about everything else final in the big leagues, except for the Giants, Brewers, and Diamondbacks, Padres at this point. 3-2 on Thomas. Rojas at second, one out. Another left-handed batter, Matt Theis, is on deck. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was a fastball. He was late on that pitch. So, back-to-back strikeouts for Kolarik following the double by Rojas. And although Salt Lake has extended their lead in this inning, Kolarik can give his team a lift if he can get Theis and strand Rojas, who was at second base with nobody out, and he's still there with two outs. 5-1 Salt Lake in the seventh. Theis is flied out, grounded out, and flied out. Both fly balls to left fielder Mickey McDonald. Kolarik, ready, here's his pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Good pitch right on the edge. Thomas was the one who hit a three-run home run off Kolarik in Game 2 on Wednesday. But Kolarik struck him out a moment ago. That fastball in there for a strike, 0-2 on Matt Theis. Kolarik struck Theis out when he faced him a couple of nights ago. And now, with two outs and Rojas at second, the count is 0-2. All right, here's the two-strike pitch to Theis. Breaking ball outside, 1-2. All right, Clayton Kershaw got Shohei Ohtani out. Shohei Ohtani, then he just struck out Ward. And so, Kershaw has not allowed a base runner through seven. 21 up and 21 down with six strikeouts. 71 pitches, that's it. 54 strikes. So he'll go into the eighth inning now. Two and two. We will keep a sharp eye on that one. Theis waiting, hitting 253, half a dozen home runs. The pitch from Kolarik. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. After the double by Rojas, Kolarik went full throttle and struck out the 3, 4, and 5 Salt Lake Bees. But Salt Lake gets a couple of big insurance runs anyway. They get two runs on two hits. No errors, leaving one. We're in the stretch portion of the seventh inning, and the score, Salt Lake 5 and the Aviators 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Hey, Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
There are a lot of payday loan companies out there, and some of them trap you on a debt treadmill. It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment you make at Dollar Loan Center. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings.
But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Find their offense, which is not often a problem for them, but they are trailing 5-1 in the seventh inning after getting shut out 2-0 yesterday. So Cesar Valdez departs after six strong innings. He allowed a run earned on six hits, no walks, only a couple of three ball counts, in fact, and six strikeouts. Now the new pitcher, lefty Brian Moran, native New Yorker, been around a long time. Moran working for the second time in this particular series. Going to face Austin Allen to lead it off. Austin struck out twice against Valdez, and the pitch is ball one, 1-0. Moran, M-O-R-A-N, lefty, is 6'4", 225, 33 years old, from Port Chester, New York. Time with several organizations. A high drive to deep left by Allen. Back goes Gatewood. He's at the track. He's at the base of the wall, and it's off the wall. Gatewood has to chase it. Coming over to help out is Sierra, and Austin Allen is in at second base with a double off the left field wall. Ball went off the wall near the Chevrolet sign. For Austin Allen, his 11th double of the year. He came in hitting 291, and he's 1-for-3. So here's Dalton Kelly, who grounded out and singled in the fifth against Valdez and scored what so far has been the only Aviator run on the base hit by Mickey McDonald. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hits him. Kelly hit by the pitch. And though the Aviators, in need of base runners, have two of them now. With nobody out. Breaking ball just got away from Moran and hit Kelly. Two on, nobody out for Smith, who was flied out and grounded out on a close play at first. Right-hander Jorge Ruiz gets busy now in the Las Vegas bullpen in right field. All right, we'll see about Smith. Kevin, 2-for-10 in the series, hitting 204 on the year. The pitch. That's in there for a strike. Fastball at 84, 0-1. For Moran, 2-1 in 24 games, a 4.26 ERA in 25 and a third innings. Eight walks, 27 strikeouts. He's generally around the strike zone. Here's the 0-1. Smith fouls a fastball back. It is 0-2 now on Kevin Smith. Moran played collegially at University of North Carolina for the Tar Heels. Drafted by Seattle in the seventh round back in 09. Made his big league debut 10 years later with the Marlins. Talk about paying your dues. A whole decade in the minors for Moran before he got called up. Smith trying to hold up, and he's out on strikes. Pitt bat went all the way around. So that's a big strikeout for Moran. And with one out, here's McDonald. Mickey with the only multiple hit effort against Valdez. 2-for-2 with two singles to center, one of which knocked in what so far has been the only Aviator run. Two on, one out, and McDonald takes a breaking ball for a strike at all of 71 miles an hour, 0-1. That's a slow barge even by Valdez standards. Good pitch, 0-1. Cal Stevenson, another lefty's on deck. And a righty gets up in the bullpen for Salt Lake now, 0-1. McD, 227, two homers, eight batted in. 5-1 Salt Lake in the seventh. McDonald takes it a little low, one ball to one strike. Kyle Barraclough, who's pitched once in the series, throwing for Salt Lake. Moran's had two different stints with the Marlins, also played for the Toronto Blue Jays. Fastball in there for a strike. Good pitch. 1-2 is the count. McKee, 2 out of 4 in the series. Allen, opening inning with a double. He's at second, hands on his hips. Kelly at first, 1 out. Donald takes a slow breaking ball down below the knees at 70 miles an hour. 2-2 now. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Salt Lake. Las Vegas, a run on, 7 hits and no errors. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Allen off second base. Kelly, the runner at first. The infield is pretty much straight up. No shift or anything with the runners on. And the outfield is not terribly deep, except Thomas and Wright is fairly deep. The pitch. And that's a little outside of it, that pitch, that fastball at 85. And that's ball 4. Now that loads him up. Now the Aviators are potentially a swing away from tying the game. They're down 5-1, but Allen is at third. Kelly is at second. McDonald's night stays perfect with 2 singles and a walk. The bases are loaded with 1 out for Stevenson, who has grounded out, struck out, and grounded out again. Moran in the B's 15-8 win in Game 2 went an inning in relief of starter Mike Mayers. Struck out McKinney, who's not playing a lot. An RBI single to Bondue, a lot of long fly out to center by Smith, and struck out Schumann. He did not face Stevenson. Pitches outside, ball 1. That was the game that Stevenson had 2 triples. Stevenson, 2 ground outs and a strikeout. And the table is set for him. Allen at third, Kelly at second, Mickey McDonald at first, the pitch. Breaking ball a little outside, 2-0. Stevenson showing a good eye and some good patience here. Oh, 2 balls and no strikes. Bases loaded, 1 out. Lefty on lefty. Pitch, and that's a strike. 2-1. Fastball got in there at 85, near the outside toward the knees. 2-1. Crowd's upset, but it's a 2-1 count. Stevenson back in there with his 2-tone bat. Moran rotates the ball behind his back. Stevenson waiting. Fastball inside. Now it's 3-1. And on deck is Max Schumann. Stevenson with AAA Durham was 2-for-4 with the bases loaded, we understand. Big moment in this game. The 3-1 on the way. Breaking ball, that's a strike. 3-2. Now, somebody is giving the plate umpire, Edwin Moskos, an earful from the first base dugout, the Aviators dugout. Fran Reardon comes down wanting to say something to Moskos. And not quite sure what this is all about, but Moskos was yelling at somebody in the Aviators dugout, and Fran Reardon came down and said, hey, what? And now order, at least for now, has been restored. Bases loaded, 1 out, 3-2. Moran delivers. High pop-up. Shallow enough. This is going to be a huge out if the ball is caught. Gatewood is going to give way to the shortstop, and the ball falls in. One run scores. And it's a 5-2 lead for Salt Lake, and the bases remain loaded. Wow. Gatewood came in. Mayfield was going out. And Mayfield wanted it, and the third baseman, Wong, also was very close, and the ball went off Mayfield's glove. It's an error on shortstop Jack Mayfield. Huge break for the Aviators. Austin Allen scores on the drop pop fly by shortstop Mayfield. That makes it 5-2 in favor of Salt Lake. Kelly is at third. McDonald is at second. On the air, manager Lou Marson's going to pull Moran now with a right-handed batter up. And all of a sudden, this crowd of over 6,600 is alive. All right, pitching change for Salt Lake. Barraclough's going to come in to face Schumann, who is 1-for-3. Bottom of the 7th, Salt Lake leads 5-2. The Aviators have the tying runs on with 1 out. Back after this.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us
is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
As in Rolling Stones, you folks under 40. Anyway, Kyle Barraclough comes in to replace Brian Moran, who went a third of an inning. One run in, three men on a double, a hit batsman, a walk, and a drop pop-up. How big will that be? We will find out. Stay tuned. 5-2 Salt Lake. Barraclough, 6'3", 229, 32 years old from Santa Clara, California. His time in the Twins organization. Facing Max Schumann, the pitch. Little outside ball one, off-speed breaking ball at 77 miles an hour. Barraclough, 2-2 in 14 games, 3.38 ERA. 16 innings, walking 13, striking out 22. He's not given up a home run this year. Schumann, 1-for-3. Here's the stretch, and the 1-0. Fastball a little outside at 90, ball two, 2-0. On Wednesday, when Salt Lake beat the Aviators 15-8, Barraclough pitched an inning, allowed a run earned on a hit. He allowed a triple to Stevenson, walked Jonah Bride, struck out Christian Pache, got Fernandez to fly out, and struck out Langoliers. Fastball, strike on the inside. It's 2-1 now on Schumann. Schumann at 182 in his brief stint here. Just 2-for-11 with Las Vegas. At AA Midland, he had four bats with the bases loaded and was 1-for-4. 2-1. The stretch by the right-hander Barraclough. Aviators with the bases loaded. The 2-1 on the way. Breaking ball outside. Schumann showing good patience for a young man. And the count is in his favor. 3-1. Kelly at third. McDonald, good speed at second. Stevenson, good speed at first. And Stevenson is the tying run. First baseman Rojas playing in tight. Everybody else at double play depth. The 3-1 to Schumann. Barraclough stretches. Here he comes. Fastball, swing and a miss. He challenged him at 93. Threw it right by him. 3-2. Schumann, wearing number 0, steps out, tucks the bat under his right arm, fidgets with the batting gloves. 3-2. Manager Lou Marson and Fran Reardon chatting a little bit near the third base dugout. 3-2. The stretch by Barraclough. And the pitch to Max Schumann. Swing and a miss, strike 3. He came after him. That's huge for Salt Lake. A 3-1 count, and Barraclough said, I'm going to give you two fastballs, see if you can hit them. Now the batter's Nate Mondu, who's hit into a forced play, grounded out, and doubled 1-for-3. 3-for-15 in the series. Barraclough did not face Mondu when he pitched on Wednesday. So Kelly at third, McDonald at second, Stevenson at first, all set to go on anything with two outs. 5-2 Salt Lake in the seventh. Mondu looks at a fast strike at 91. It's 0-1. Luis Renjifo hit a double opening up the Angels' eighth inning. Clayton Kershaw will not throw a perfect game or a no-hitter. Well, what an effort. First 21 men, he retired. Here's the 0-1 on the way. Fastball inside to Mondu. 1-1. Kershaw just got Joe Adell out, so one out in the Angel eighth. Adell flat out to center fielder Cody Bellinger, bringing up Jared Walsh. 8-0 Dodgers in the eighth. Kershaw's retired 22 of 23 hitters. Fastball, a strike. Tamandu, knee-high in the outside corner. Barraclough making some big pitches when he needs to. 1-2 to count on Mondu. Nate steps back in. The outfield is about straight away. Wind blowing out to right. The infield pretty much straight up. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Three on, two out. The 1-2 to Nate Mondu. Barraclough delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Three fastballs. That one appeared to be up. But with two strikes, he got Mondu to chase it. The Aviators leave them loaded. They do get one run on one hit. One error, which looked like a big error at the time. Maybe not so big. We'll see. At the end of seven, it is Salt Lake 5 and the Aviators 2.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Right hitter Jorge Ruiz takes over now for Las Vegas in the eighth inning. 5-2 Salt Lake. Aviators had a seemingly big break in the seventh inning when shortstop Jack Mayfield dropped Cal Stevenson's pop-up with the bases loaded, getting a run in. But then it was Clyde Barraclough to the rescue for Salt Lake. He struck out Max Schumann and Nate Mondu with fastballs, and the Aviators left the bases loaded. But now we're in the eighth. The Aviators are a run closer at 5-2, and Jorge Ruiz, the new pitcher, throws a strike. So Adam Calera goes an inning, allows no runs on a hit. Struck out three. It's been Logue, Lemoyne, Kolarik, and now Ruiz. Gatewood is up, three up, three at bats, and he's flat out all three times. Pitches a strike, 0-2. One to center, two fly balls to left. Magnarice Sierra on deck, then Chad Wallach. Ruiz, 4-1 with a 4.13 ERA in 22 games prior to tonight. Here's the 0-2. Fastball down low. It's 1-2 now. Zach Weiss, a righty, is up now in the Salt Lake pen. He's pitched once in this series. The 1-2. Gatewood swings and misses, and that's a strikeout for Ruiz at 88 miles an hour. One down for Sierra. Jorge Ruiz from Cuba, 5'10", 190. 28 years old, living now in Spring, Texas. All right, here's Sierra. A single and a run scored, a ground out. And he was the last man that Logue faced in the sixth when he drew a walk against Logue. Sierra at 297, seven homers and 45 batted in. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. And base is empty, one out. The shift is on for the left-hand hitting Sierra. Three men to the right of second. Pitch outside, fastball at 94, 1-1. Ruiz doesn't normally jump up to 94 very often. Usually 91, 92, 93. 1-1. Allen sets the target for him. And that fastball foul back. One ball and two strikes on Magnarice Sierra. Five runs, nine hits, one error for Salt Lake. Aviators, two runs, seven hits, and no errors. Chad Wallach waits on deck. There's a ground ball to the left side, grabbed there by Mondu, who's on all alone on the left side of the infield. He throws him out. It's a 5-3, even though Mondu was really playing more towards shortstop. Two outs, and here's Wallach. When Las Vegas bats in the eighth inning, presumably against Weiss, solo, Bearclaw only faced two hitters and struck them both out. It'll be the middle of the order for Las Vegas. Matt Davidson, Vince Fernandez, and Austin Allen. Ruiz set. He's had a good year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Wallach. Like Clayton Kershaw had a perfect game into the eighth, allowed a double by Luis Rengifo and got the next three men out. So whether they leave him in for the ninth or not, we'll see. The pitch fouled off. But in eight innings, he's thrown 89 pitches, 63 strikes. And we'll see if Dave Roberts leaves him in for the ninth to try to get the shutout. Dodgers lead 9-0. But what a job for Kershaw. He retired 24 of 25 hitters. And Luis Rengifo, who played for Salt Lake, breaks it up with a double. Here's the 0-2 to Wallach. That fastball a little low. 94. One ball and two strikes on Wallach. Jake Palamaki is on deck. Salt Lake's led the whole way. Wallach's three-run homer in the second got them going. So far, it's been all they've needed. Pitch missing 2-2. But he got two more in the seventh, and those two in the seventh are looking bigger now. Vegas with single runs in the fifth and seventh. It's 5-2 Salt Lake. The 2-2. Wallach swings and misses at that cutter at 88. Strike three. Good job by Ruiz. Gets him out in order and throws 13 pitches, nine of which reach the strike zone. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. The score, it is Salt Lake 5 and the Aviators 2.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multiflex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multiflex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back, friends. We're at the bottom of the eighth inning. Salt Lake with a 5-2 lead now. And the new pitcher, righty Zach Weiss, 6'3", 210. He is 30 years old. He's from Irvine, Orange County guy. He was in the Seattle system last year at Tacoma, where he 2-3 with a 4.31 ERA and 30 appearances. Zach Weiss following Cesar Valdez, Brian Moran, and Clyde Bearclaw. The turning point was the Bearclaw appearance. The Aviators looked to be creeping back into the game. A run in, the base is loaded, one out, they were down 5-2. Bearclaw struck out the 2-3 hitters, Max Schumann and Nate Mondu with fastballs. Now he gives way to Zach Weiss. And Davidson takes outside ball one, 1-0. Weiss for Salt Lake has been in 28 games, similar numbers to what he had last year in Tacoma. He's 1-2 with a 4.73 ERA and two saves, 32 and a third innings, 15 walks, 40 strikeouts. He has given up five home runs. Davidson takes outside. 2-0 on Matt Davidson tonight. Matt is grounded out, singled, and struck out. Vince Fernandez on deck, then Austin Allen. Zach Weiss spells it Z-A-C-K. And Davidson checked his swing on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball inside, so it's 3-0. To the Aviators, needed base runners in the seventh, trailing 5-1. They loaded the bases and got a run, but then left the bases loaded at 5-2. And now they need runners again. Here's the 3-0 to Davidson. He's taking, and it's a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. Weiss pitched also on Wednesday in the 15-8 Salt Lake win. Two innings, allowed a runner, not a hit, a walk, and three strikeouts. Davidson did not play in that game. The 3-1, and he tried to hold up on a low pitch. Did he go? Yep, he went. First base umpire Cody Clark indicating that he swung. So it's a 3-2 count on Matt Davidson. Weiss allowed a walk to Cal Stevenson and an RBI double by Christian Pache in that game. The 3-2. Outside. Ball four. He just missed the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. So Davidson draws a walk. And again, the Aviators needing base runners get a leadoff walk. Just the second walk issued by Salt Lake pitching in this game. All right, here we go. Change in the infield with a shift. Third baseman Kian Wong moves to the first base side of second. Jack Mayfield, a shortstop, the only man on the left side. Fernandez swings and misses strike one. Weiss faced Fernandez once on Wednesday and struck him out swinging. Here's the 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball, line to right. That's a base hit into the right field corner. Being chased by Dylan Thomas, who was playing all the way over to right center. He picks the ball up at the 340 side. Davidson around third. Here he comes. Here's the relay. He slides. He scores. Into third base goes Fernandez. And it's now 5-3. Salt Lake in the bottom of the eighth inning. Fernandez. Line that one to right, and he was stopping at second when the throw came back in, so we'll see how they scored, if it's a double or a triple. But Davidson scores all the way from first. And the batter's Austin Allen. Now Allen is up, representing the tying run. Remember, Allen has all kinds of power. Aviators trying to rally back. Fastball, foul back, strike one. That was power versus power. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Weiss, strike one. First time Weiss and Allen have faced each other in this series. And Mayfield, the only man on the left side of the infield. Wong, Palamaki, and Rojas on the right side. Allen swings and fouls that slider off at the plate, 0-2. So, the Aviators are down 3-0, 3-1, 5-1, 5-2, now 5-3. Fernandez at third with nobody out. Fernandez just picked up his 38th RBI. Allen 1-for-3 with a double off the left field wall. The 0-2 on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three, a back foot slider. Good pitch. Down and in at 85. And he got Allen with a clutch strikeout. One out. Batter Dalton Kelly. Tough pitch to lay off and a tough pitch to hit. All right, one out. And Weiss, the right-hander, stretches. Fernandez down the line from third, the pitch. Cutter, foul back, strike one. Kelly has grounded out, single and scored. It was hit by a pitch on a breaking ball from Brian Moran in the seventh inning. At the very least, Kelly trying to knock in Fernandez and make it a one-run game. Eighth inning, 5-3 Salt Lake, the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. He threw it right by him at 95. 0-2. And this is the first time Weiss has faced Kelly in this series. Fernandez off third, one out. Here's the 0-2 stretch. And the pitch to Dalton Kelly. Fastball fouled into the mid of Chad Wallach. Strike three. 95 miles an hour. So, remember, it was Barraclough who struck out Schumann and Mondu with the bases loaded in the seventh. With Fernandez at third and nobody out, Weiss has struck out Allen and Kelly. Now it's up to Smith to try to drive in Fernandez. Smith represents the tying run. Tonight, 0 for 3. Fly to left, grounded to short in a close play at first, and struck out in his last at-bat against a lefty Moran. The pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Pitch was down and away. And Smith trying to make something happen. Missed it. Strike one. Weiss faced Smith on Wednesday, and Weiss struck him out swinging. Outfield straight away. The infield playing the right hitter, hitting Smith to pull. Only first baseman Rojas is on the right side, and Rojas is midway between first and second on a ground ball. He's going to be a young man in a hurry getting to the bag to take a throw. Swing and a miss. Same pitch. Pitch down and away, just like the first pitch was. Smith took a swing and came away. Weiss, since walking Davidson, that's 10 consecutive pitches in the strike zone, by the way. 0-2 on Smith. Works with an 0-2 count. There's always a chance you could bounce one. It's up to Wallach to block it with a runner at third now. 0-2. Smith at 2-0-2. No homers and nine batted in. Two out of 11 in the series. Fernandez at third, two down. The stretch by Weiss. And the 0-2 on the way. And sure enough, down and away with a breaking ball. 1-2. And Wallach sliding on his shin guards, cradling that one. 1-2 now. Nobody throwing in the Las Vegas pen. Looks like they're going to want Ruiz to pitch the top of the ninth. Only threw 13 pitches to get through the eighth. Here's the 1-2 to Kevin Smith. Weiss throws. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. He tipped it into Wallach Smith. So they go to the heat. He used Barraclough's fastball to strike out Schumann and Mondu with the bases loaded in the seventh. And in the eighth, with Fernandez at third and nobody out, Weiss got Allen on a slider, gets Kelly and Smith on fastballs. One run scores. One hit, one left. We go to the ninth inning. Salt Lake 5, Aviators 3.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, we go to the ninth inning. Bees leading 5-3. Jorge Ruiz facing Jake Palamaki, and he punches one inside third for a base hit. McDonald over to pick it up. Palamaki, big turnaround first, comes back as Mickey McDonald made a good play to get that ball and fired it into second base. Palamaki had walked twice and flied out, and he hit that one inside third for a base hit. And a good play by Mickey McDonald keeps the double play in order. Palamaki at first, the batter Kian Wong. First hit off Ruiz, the 10th hit of the night for Salt Lake. They lead 5-3. Really important inning for Ruiz here to try to keep it a two-run game. Wong 2-for-4. 5 out of 11 in the series. Takes ball one. One ball to no strikes on Kian Wong. Liner on one hop, grab by Mondu, who stumbles and straightens up and throws him out. On the play, Palamaki takes second. Unfortunate for the Aviators. If that ball is hit, if Mondu is able to grab it and not stumble, he might get a force out. And the way the ball was hit so hard, maybe even a double play. But they'll have to settle for the one out. And Palamaki takes second. Here's Rojas. Single, struck out, lined out, hit a two-run double. He looks at a pitch outside at 88, ball one, 1-0. It's been Logue, Lemoyne, Kolarik, and Ruiz. Rojas, 7 hits in the series and 18 at-bats and 3 home runs. The 1-0. That's a strike. 1-1 on Jose Rojas. Salt Lake, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Las Vegas, 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Reno won their 7th straight game, so the Aviators need to rally to win to stay a game and a half up on Reno, otherwise they'd be only half a game ahead. Pitch fouled away to the left out of play. 1-2 now. Palamaki at second, one out. The Aviators were down 3-0, 3-1, 5-1. Even though they got single runs in the 7th and 8th. With the 7th, they had the bases loaded with one out and didn't score further. And Vince Fernandez was given a triple when he hit one off Weiss. Pitch is high, 2-2. And, tripling in Matt Davidson, who opening with a walk. So Fernandez was at third with nobody out, but Weiss bowed his neck and struck out Austin Allen, Dalton Kelly, and Kevin Smith. So the Aviators are closer, but they should be much closer, maybe even tied or ahead. Pitch fouled away, 2-2. But there's another inning to be played. The business at hand, though, for Ruiz is to try to keep Palamaki from scoring. Keep it a two-run game. 5-3 Bs, one out, top of the ninth inning. Ruiz out of his stretch and his pitch. That is a hard cutter at 90. Swung on and missed, strike three. That's one of the best pitches Ruiz has thrown. And he needed it to get a hitter like Rojas. Now with two down, here's Mayfield, who has hit into a double play. Been hit by a pitch, popped out to right, and struck out. Ruiz pitched 2 innings in the opening game, the 10-4 Vegas win when Colin Wiles got his 7th win. And he went 2 innings, allowed no runs on 2 hits. No walks and a strikeout. Ryan Castellani finished that game. By the way, I want to thank Ryan for being our pregame guest tonight. Nice chat with the Las Vegas right-handed reliever. The pitch, I'll drive to deep left. Going back, McDonald, and Mickey jumps up and can't get it. The ball bounces off the track. Now he has to chase it. Palamaki scores. It's an RBI double by Mayfield. And now it is 6-3 Bs in the ninth inning. Drive hit to deep left, and it kind of turned Mickey around a little bit out there. He was going back and jumped up and just missed it. So the double brings up Dylan Thomas.
Right fielder number 3, Dylan Thomas.
All right, that's a big run for Salt Lake. So here is Thomas, who has singled and scored, flied out, doubled and struck out. There's a chopper foul up the first base side. Strike one, 0-1. The Salt Lake now 3 outs away, making it 3 straight wins over the Aviators, despite the fact Salt Lake came in 7 games under 500 tonight, and the Aviators 10 games over. Pitch fouled away again, 0-2. But as I said, right from the outset, in head-to-head matchups, you wouldn't know that that's the case with the records, because Salt Lake is 8-7 against the Aviators, and they lead this one in the ninth, 6-3, 0-2. Ruiz with a sign from Austin Allen. Thomas having a big series, takes one low, and Allen jumps on it quickly, so holding at second base is Mayfield. 1-2. Thomas 2-for-4 in this game, 9 out of 17 in the series. kick his average up to 298, 11 homers, 49 batted in. Ruiz got Thomas to ground out to first when he faced him on Tuesday. He grounds another one toward first. Kelly has this one, hangs in the air for Ruiz at the bag. That is a 3-1 put out. The inning is over. Salt Lake does score an additional run on two hits. No errors, one man left. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Salt Lake 6, the Aviators 3.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, welcome back, friends. Want to catch up on the latest Aviators news? Don't miss the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. All right. So they're going to give the ball to Gerardo Reyes to try to save it for Cesar Valdez. Zach Weiss goes an inning, gives up a run earned on a hit, a walk, and three big strikeouts. 9-1-2 coming up for Vegas for their last chance here. Mickey McDonald, who's not been retired yet, followed by Cal Stevenson and Max Schumann. Gerardo Reyes, 5'11", 195, 29 years old, from Ciudad Victoria in Mexico. Reyes, 3-4 with a 3.81 ERA in 27 games. He has four saves. He also has four blown saves. There's a strike to McDonald, 0-1. Reyes, 28 in the third innings, 21 hits. Given up five homers, walked 19, struck out 37. McDonald, two singles and a walk and an RBI. 2-for-2. He takes outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count now. Six runs, 11 hits, and one error for Salt Lake. Las Vegas, three runs, eight hits, no errors. Valdez, Moran, Barraclough, Weiss. There's a base hit to left field for McDonald, and Mickey is 3-for-3, and the Aviators trying to stir the pot in the ninth inning with the top of the order coming up. Leadoff man Cal Stevenson comes up now. The Wednesday night game is when Salt Lake got even in the series, winning 15-8. And Reyes pitched in that game. Late swing and a miss and a fastball at 97 by Stevenson, strike one. Reyes finished that game. Not exactly a lot of drama. They had a 7-run lead, but he got Langoliers to fly out. He got McKinney to ground out. He walked Mondu. Kevin Smith singled, and he struck out Max Schumann to end the game. He's facing Stevenson. Pitch fouled off to the left out of play. Late on that 97-mile-an-hour pitch, 0-2. Max Schumann is on deck. Reyes out of a stretch. Two strikes on Stevenson. Fastball in the outside corner. Strike three call. 397 mile an hour fastballs. The last six outs, check that. The last seven outs made by the Aviators have been by way of the strikeout. One out. Here is Schumann, who has singled and struck out three times. That's 13 strikeouts for Salt Lake pitching in the game. Billy McKinney is going to pinch hit for Schumann. Here's the announcement on McKinney. Left-handed hitting McKinney at 297. Six homers and 30 batted in. Breaking ball to strike at the knees. 0-1. Reyes got McKinney to ground out to short the one time he faced him on Wednesday. One on, one out, bottom of the ninth. A 6-3 lead for Salt Lake. Reyes with a sign from Chad Wallach. The pitch. McKinney grounds one fouled outside third. Far into the third base dugout. 0-2 on McKinney. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Reyes. Hope you'll join us tomorrow at 7:05 for Game 5. 6:50 pregame show. First 2,000 fans get those Aviators jerseys. Here's the 0-2 to McKinney. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 97. Blew him right out of there. Two down. And now the Aviators down to the last out, and it's up to Nate Mondu, who has a double and four bats in this game. If he reaches, Matt Davidson will be next. Reyes faced Mondu on Wednesday and walked him. On deck, the would-be tying run in Matt Davidson. Here's the pitch. Fastball. That jumps in there for a strike at 97. 0-1. One strike on Nate Mondu. Reyes from the belt. Off first base, McDonald. And a pitch fouled at the plate. He took something off that breaking ball at 82 miles an hour. Two strikes on Nate Mondu. Aviators down to their last strike at this time. 0-2. Mondu wags the bat near the left shoulder. The pitch. Fastball fouled away. They got a piece of Wallach. And Mondu, on that 97-mile-an-hour pitch on the inside half, fights it off to stay there with an 0-2 count. 0-2. Nate hitting 300 on the nose as he stands in. Three homers, 34 batted in. Three hits in the series and 16 at-bats. Reyes shakes off one side, okays this one. McDonald off first, a short lead. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball up and in at 97. 1-2 now. Mondu climbs back into the box. Looks like Garrett Acton is throwing in the Vegas pen just in case. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Fastball, foul tipped into the middle. Wallach, strike three. That's it. Salt Lake has now won three in a row as they beat the Aviators tonight. 6-3, and the Aviators are still in first place, but now only a half a game up on Reno. Back with the totals after this.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome back. Salt Lake wins again. They were losers in the first game here. The Aviators beat them 10-4, but they've won the last three. In the last two, they just really have bottled up the Aviators' bats. They shut them out last night 2-0, and the Aviators now losing this game 6-3. That's three runs in the last two games. It's tough to win when you can do that. So now, for Salt Lake to win, they improved their record to 41-47 with six runs, 11 hits, and an error, leaving seven. The Aviators are now 48-39 with three runs, nine hits, no errors, leaving nine. The winning pitcher, Cesar Valdez, now 6-4. The save to Gerardo Reyes is fifth, and the loss absorbed by Zach Logue, who's now 3-2 on the year. Chad Wallach set the pace with an opposite field three-run homer in the second, his fifth of the year. And that was the only home run tonight. A crowd of 6,671 paid to see it. 2 hours, 46 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll do a little recap and get you caught up on the scores in the big leagues and the Pacific Coast League coming up right around the bend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Welcome back. Okay, well, Salt Lake enjoying this so far, winning three out of four, including three in a row. And this game was scoreless into the second when Chad Wallach hit a two-out, opposite field, three-run home run. We understand that his dad, former big league third baseman, former All-Star Tim Wallach, was here tonight to see his son hit that home run and make it 3-0. And little did anybody know that that would be just about all that they would need. They were up 3-0. And the Aviators were really baffled by the Cesar Valdez off-speed stuff through four innings, managing no runs on just three singles. And in the fifth inning, they did get a run when Dalton Kelly singled, took second on a ground out, and scored on Mickey McDonald's base hit. Through six, it was a 3-1 lead for Salt Lake. Salt Lake got two in the seventh inning. That those turned out to be big runs on a two-run double by Jose Rojas. So they led 5-1. The Aviators got a run back in the seventh inning when Cal Stevenson's pop-up went off the glove of shortstop Jack Mayfield, enabling Austin Allen to score to make it 5-2. But after the drop pop fly, the Aviators had the bases loaded with only one out. One of the big turning points at that point was when Clyde Barraclough came in, the right-hander, to replace Brian Moran, and struck out Max Schumann and Nate Mondu to strand three on the bases. And then the Aviators got another run in the eighth inning off Zach Weiss. But again, they were a picture of frustration because after Matt Davidson walked and Vince Fernandez tripled him in to make it 5-3, the crowd was really into it because they had a runner at third base, only down 5-3, nobody out, and it looked like they were poised to make it closer, if not at least get even. But Weiss did what Bearclaw did. He struck out multiple hitters in the clutch. Austin Allen, Dalton Kelly, and Kevin Smith. Allen on a slider, Kelly and Smith on fastballs in the mid-upper 90s. And that was it. The Aviators only got one run when Fernandez at third and nobody out, and they couldn't push him across. It went into the ninth inning down 5-3. B's got a run to make it 6-3, and that's how it ended. So the Aviators now, who are averaging on this year, I mean, now this, remember, this was the 87th game of the year. Aviators are averaging more than 10 strikeouts per game as a team. And tonight, Salt Lake racked up 16 strikeouts and only issued two walks and hit one batter. So the Bees win their third straight. And when we come back, I'll have some scores for you next, right after this.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, welcome back, friends. And we'll take a look at the Hash House of Go-Go school board for you. First of all, in the big leagues, we'll get to this in just a moment here, as long as our marvelous modern technology will allow us to get caught up, as the Aviators will try to break a three-game slide tomorrow. It's Aviators Jersey Night. First 2,000 fans for the ballgame will get those jerseys coming to the turnstiles here. And again, the Aviators taking on Salt Lake, the Angels AAA team for that one tomorrow at 7:05. As far as the scoreboard is concerned, we'll start where we usually start, which is the Pacific Coast League. And they're trying to help us. Now, here we go. Yes, just a little coaxing. That's all we needed. All right. In the Pacific Coast League, everything else is over now. And the big story as far as Las Vegas is concerned, the second-place Reno Aces, who were 4.5 back not long ago, are now breathing down the necks of the Aviators. They won their seventh straight game. They've won their first four in Sugarland, and they win 4-2. And tomorrow they're going to go for their eighth straight win if they can get it. And with that win and the Aviators' loss, Reno's only a half game behind the Aviators, breathing down Las Vegas' necks right now. El Paso beat Round Rock 7-6. It was Sacramento over Albuquerque, also 7-6. And Tacoma, playing at home, defeated the visiting Oklahoma City Dodgers by a score of 7-3, the final from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. As far as the major leagues are concerned, eighth inning in San Francisco, the Brewers lead the Giants 5-2. Phillies beat the Marlins 2-1. It was Atlanta over Washington 8-4. In 11 innings, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-4. Toronto top Kansas City 8-1. Cleveland over Detroit 6-5. Tampa Bay broke Baltimore's 10-game winning streak with a 5-4 win over the Orioles. But Seattle's win streak was extended to 12 games. The Mariners have won 12 in a row. They'll try to make it a baker's dozen tomorrow. They beat Texas 8-3. Oakland had three hits, including a home run from Sky Bolt, and they beat Houston by a score of 5-1. White Sox beat the Twins 6-2. Cardinals over the Reds 7-3. Rockies defeated Pittsburgh 13-2. And it was San Diego 5, Arizona 3. Mets and Cubs rained out in Chicago. And in Anaheim, Clayton Kershaw took a perfect game into the eighth inning. And then Luis Renjifo, who's also spent time with Salt Lake, doubled to open up the eighth inning to break up the perfecto. Kershaw went 8 shutout innings, allowing just one hit. And the one base runner retired 23 of 24. Check that, 24 out of 25 that he faced. And they used a reliever in the ninth inning, but the Dodgers beat the Angels by a score of 9-1. And Kershaw's now 7-2 with a 2.13 ERA. I'll be back for the final word right after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ugh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Friends, welcome on back. Don't forget tomorrow, game five at a six-game series. And remember, after the Sunday 7:05 game, wrapping up the homestand, the Aviators won't be home for a couple of weeks because the All-Star break, which is 4 days, starts Monday. There'll be no games at all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. On Friday, the Aviators will play, but they will be on the road in Round Rock for a three-game series, and they'll go from Round Rock to Albuquerque for six. Then it'll be nine road games plus the All-Star break. So you add it all up, it's a couple of weeks. It won't be till August 1st till the Aviators are back. So make your plans to come out tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Matt Neverett will sit in for me tomorrow and Sunday, and the Aviators will try to break the three-game slide tomorrow and try to hang on to first place with their in-state rival Reno Aces right behind them, only a half a game back, going for tomorrow. And then Sunday, 7:05, wrapping things up as well. Want to give thanks to Joe, my studio producer, for a very nice job operating the board this evening. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in. In the meantime, until for myself personally, after the All-Star break, but Matt Neverett will be in tomorrow for Matt. This is Russ Langer, wishing you a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, where tonight Salt Lake defeated the Aviators 6-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
The eyeballs to the podcast.
Okay, I am not on TikTok. I couldn't even figure out, you know, basically how to just log in every day to do my job. Where can they find you on TikTok, Lil?
I have absolutely no idea. I would think it would be at Gamblu, but that's how new I am, Dave. Thank
absolutely.
You.
I love
but
it.
I send out posts, and eventually I'll be more apt and be able to navigate much better.
They'll find you on TikTok, that's for sure. Lou Finicaro, appreciate you as always. When we come back, Kevin Iloli joins the program right here. It's First Strike on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Check out the VSiN store for the latest and greatest in sports betting fashion. We have more than 40 shirt designs, including our most popular one. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. You'll find VSiN shirts and hats for any occasion, and they're all made to order, so you can find the right design, color, and size perfect just for you. You'll find VSiN hats and even VSiN coffee mugs all in our online store. Just go to VSiN.com/store and order now. That's VSiN.com/store.
This is Follow the Money.
NFL MVP. A quarterback wins this award an overwhelming amount of the time. The last 9 and then 14 of the last 15.
That's too tricky with all these quarterbacks.
Josh Allen, 6-7.